I didn't see the story. 18-wheeler overturned.
Today, yes.
No, the not the one in Lancaster.
The one from yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a 40,000-pound drill.
And how did it flip?
It was being carried by truck somewhere, and it was the load, and it shifted on the northbound President George Bush. And when it shifted, it basically slid off the back of the truck and dangled on the overpass.
The whole drill fell off the truck?
Yes. And it was just, it was like one of those things out of a movie where it's half on, kind of half off. The only thing that kept it from falling onto traffic below was the retaining wall.
It fell off. I hate to keep asking. Completely off the truck.
Yes.
What did they tie it down with?
That I don't know.
18-pound fishing line.
A drill fell off and along with our mattress.
That was on top.
Yeah.
Everything would have been fine had the mattress not taken flight.
I don't even know how people get mattresses home.
But yeah, no, it was on pretty much, I think it's the highest overpass that there is at, I think it's the, Alfie, was it the Bush and the Tollway?
That was it?
Yeah, the Bush and the Tollway. So the highest overpass there is, that's where it was dangling. So it shut down traffic on the Bush and the Tollway.
And who was it? I read part of the story that somebody secured it, tied a cable onto it so it wouldn't, there was no chance of it falling off the overhead.
Right. That would be our friends at Jordan's Towing.
They did that.
Yes.
Well, I know they had the contract for the tollway.
Well, and they earned every bit of it yesterday and probably re-upped it for a few. And the other thing is, in order to pull it back onto the overpass, you've got to hook cables up to it. It's not like going fishing where you just kind of throw the line over and hope you get something good. They had to dangle one of the drivers down below it to secure the cables.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
I heard anywhere from 80 to 100 feet. So you got this.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to rethink our position on tow truck drivers being emergency workers.
Yeah, I mean, damn.
They had one of the guys from Jordan's do, or did he volunteer?
He volunteered.
Because that ain't their gig.
No,
I'm here to pick up a car. We don't pick up drills, and we certainly don't dangle.
Nowhere on this work order.
I'm trying to pull a news story up.
Same here. But yeah, it was. So on the overpass, they attach a harness. I'll find the guy's name in a second. It's one of the Jordan's Towing guys. And like a crane hook. And then he just kind of hanging from it. Just from like the harness on his upper body. And then they just kind of sling him out over the tollway.
Uh-uh. He must have had some type of training for that separately before he started working for Jordan's. There's no way. No.
I don't know, but
you're not dangling me off an overpass and then putting me underneath this drill that we don't know if it's going to fall or not.
Right.
How long do you want me to hold it? Where did you originally pull the story?
It was NBCDFW.com, Channel 5. But, yeah, it was just seeing a grown man just kind of dangling. And he didn't have any sort of body position that looked like this was the official training stance of being dangled over a toll road. But I'm not sure if there was prior training. But he looked rather comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not, no. Well, he had to volunteer for that. They can't make get out there and pick that up.
No, he did. Yeah, he said, he's like, yeah, I'll do it. I don't care. The overpass from westbound Bush Turnpike to northbound Dallas North Tollway. This was updated early this morning or yesterday. Remains closed late Monday after a flatbed tractor trailer carrying a horizontal directional drill wrecked earlier in the day. Crews were working late into the night to repair damage to the overpass caused when the large machine fell onto the concrete retaining wall. But the damage might have been much worse if it weren't for the brave work of a man who secured the heavy machinery and kept it from plunging off the highway. The tow truck driver, who hung from a rope to remove the dangling drilling rig, said he was just getting the job done.
Damn, dude.
Tony Williams, the hero tow driver who worked for Jordan's Towing in Plano, described himself as a heavy equipment operator, rushed to the accident scene and quickly suited up in a safety harness. He said, "My first thought was, man, if this wall breaks, that thing's gone."
"We're going to need to lower you down there underneath it."
"We're going to do what?"
"No, no, we're not."
The $700,000, 40,000-pound drilling rig fell off the truck that was hauling it. Half of it hung off the side of the turnpike, stopped from falling only by the concrete wall. NBC5 showed Williams a video that his boss shot of him in action. He said, "They call it my Spider-Man video." The father of three hung from a safety rope, ignoring the 80-foot drop. Asked if he had any fear, he said, "Nope, not at all. None whatsoever." Williams and others quickly came up with a plan, deciding exactly where the cables needed to go. The cables attached. The drilling rig was slowly pulled back upright, and nobody was hurt.
Alfie, what's line one?
That is a tow driver for you.
I don't need a tow truck driver, unless it's the guy from Jordan's.
No, it's not.
Oh. What is it, Dan?
Take it.
Why?
It's their time in the sun.
Go ahead, James.
Hey, Russ. Yeah, I was a tow truck driver for Proto in Louisville for a long time. You just do what you got to do, man. That's part of the job.
Hey, I'm not picking up a 700,000?
40,000-pound drill.
I've done it. Hell, I lost an arm to it.
You what?
I lost an arm to it.
What was your story? What happened with you?
Down off 175 where that 90-degree turn is going on under 20.
So you're talking about going towards Pleasant Grove?
Yeah.
Got it.
Used to have trucks flip over all the time before they put all those signs up. And one of them had flipped over and was dangling. And I was trying to hook up to it, and it fell. And I was hooked into the cable.
All right.
It's part of the job.
James, did they immediately put you in the Tow Truck Hall of Fame, or do you have to die first?
I have no idea.
You know that one exists.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd get together some type of push to get yourself in there.
It's just part of the job.
Not ain't part of the job. No,
it is. It happens.
All right. Thank you, hero man.
That was mighty big of you. I know that took a lot.
Where did you find the story on NBC5?
I clicked on local, and then it's actually on the most viewed.
I see the...
it's overturned semi shuts down George Bush Turnpike.
The one that happened in Lancaster today. That 18-wheeler in Lancaster, I don't know how it caught on fire, but it burnt away. There's nothing left but the darkened concrete.
Yeah, I didn't read anything on that. I just saw the headline and the photo of the aftermath. I was focusing on the turnpike.
Okay, I can't keep looking for this. All right, screw it. Has there been any more research into why it fell off the truck?
Just so far that it had shifted. I haven't even heard yet who was hauling it. I'm sure they're finding that out.
I had just driven off.
What? Well, even if you do,
hey,
they can
drill
trace
fell
it
off. Huh? It's time to get the mattress. Leave the drill. I would have just waited for somebody from TxDOT to get there. We hook up to the truck. That's yours, the drill.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine. Because Tony Williams, the guy that the dangle man, He said everyone kind of went down the lines like, I'm not doing it. I'm not going out there. And then he eventually got to him. He's like, all right, fine, I'll do it. So I don't think that Jordan's Towing has a team that's ready to go that's prepared for this stuff.
And they felt like it could fall at any moment. That's why Tony, is that his name?
Yeah, Tony.
That's why he secured a cable to it, right?
Yeah, yeah, multiple cables. So then as they brought one of those big tow trucks for the big equipment type stuff to then pull it back onto the overpass.
Okay.
And it jacked up traffic everywhere in North Dallas because of it. All because since that major, you're talking about two major arteries that are pretty much entirely shut down. So that means everyone's got to go onto side streets.
Did they shut off the freeway underneath the drill?
Yes.
Okay. Until Tony saved it?
Yes. Okay. Until he single-handedly put it back on the road.
All right. Anything else going on?
I twinged my back this morning just putting down a dumbbell, and I feel really, really crummy compared to Tony from Jordan's Towing. The man lifted 40,000 pounds, and I can't put down a 50-pound dumbbell.
Did they include the video that the guy from Jordan's shot?
Yes, a little snippet of it, where Tony's dangling. And then they show it after it's connected and pulling the drill back onto the... Yeah.
Tony!
I'd be screaming like a woman. That's all you'd hear the entire time.
He was... He seemed pretty casual about it.
I changed my mind. I don't want to go now.
Too late. You're already hooked up.
All right. We need a break here?
Yes.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
334, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the SEC Network. Let's get things started off in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Cesar Chavez. Got an overturned 18-wheeler blocking the two right lanes. This one has traffic completely stopped back from Ferguson. The 18-wheeler is up right now. However, there's a bunch of crap all over the road from when it overturned. That has traffic delayed about an hour or so. Into Lancaster, northbound I-35 between Beltline and Pleasant Run. The highway there is completely shut down. Traffic is completely stopped now back from Bear Creek Road. It's from that earlier 18-wheeler fire that we were talking about. In Bedford, westbound 183 right at Brown Trail. Got some road construction there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up back from Central. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W just before Spur 280. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. That one has you backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 75 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, cloudy and 91 for the high. It's 89 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
Hey! The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I just looked up, TMZ was showing a video. That wasn't the video of Toby Keith drunk.
I have not seen it. I'm not sure.
I looked online. I couldn't find anything. I don't know where he was playing. I guess it was over the weekend.
Yeah,
and people started tweeting.
Yeah, it was outside in Indianapolis. It's a good chance Toby Keith was drunk while performing at his concert Saturday near Indianapolis. And it affected his performance in a bad way. Tons of people who were at the show hit up social media with comments that ranged from severe disappointment to demands for a refund. One fan tweeted, "Awful show last night, so drunk it was pathetic. When your 11-year-old daughter asks, what's wrong with Toby? This is disappointing." This is from another tweet. "Paid a lot for these tickets, and he is too drunk to sing." Then, very disappointed in indie show. TK Two Stone. "Can't remember words. I'm a nurse. What if I came to work drunk?"
That's not the same thing.
No. Yeah. Then another one. "Toby Keith is too drunk and keeps singing the same verse repeatedly."
Ooh, he must have been toasted.
Oh no. He was in the Dark Matrix.
That's I guess who is it? Jeff Foxworthy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name?
Yeah, a comedian.
I guess you add that. He adds that to his list. You're too drunk to sing country. I tried to find it online. I couldn't. People videotape or record stuff with their phones everywhere they go. How do you miss that?
No, it's out there. It's just not able for us to find yet. Because you go to a concert, phones everywhere the whole time. It's not just for a little bit. Last concert I was at, there was a guy in front of me the whole show recording it. It was like he was going to be making bootleg copies later on.
What? Why even go? Why not just wait for somebody to post it on YouTube? You're going to see exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
If you're looking through your phone the entire time, not watching the concert, just watch video that other people shot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even bother going.
Yeah, at one point I decided, you know what? Instead of, you know, enjoying the atmosphere of the concert, I'll see what it's like to watch the concert through this guy's phone. And I could.
But the audio always sucks.
Yes, because it's
not
sucks. Mixed. Yeah, it's terrible. But yeah, but everyone's still there, just switching arms, like left arm getting tired, and I switch to the right arm, and then back and forth, back and forth. And I get.
Why not just strap the phone to your chest?
Well, because then you can't see, because then all you see is the back of the person in front of you. You have to be able to. Well, I guess depending on where your seats are.
Or strap it to your forehead.
Forehead, yeah.
I'm surprised nobody's made hats that will hold a iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can watch a concert, you know, you're going to get decent video. Maybe enjoy the show for a change instead of just watching it through your freaking phone.
People just can't help it. And the phones have replaced the lighters in the crowds now, too.
They don't hold up lighters for encores?
A couple, well.
Is that old school?
Yeah. I mean, you might see a lighter here or there, but.
What is the club?
You just see it at the older shows. The classic rock shows, you still see a handful. Not as much as you used to, but.
Do people still smoke weed?
Uh-huh.
Or are there apps for that?
No, you can still old school it. Yeah, instead of like last concert, the lead singer said, "Everyone, pull out your phones," instead of lighters. It was so odd, and so I turn around and look, and it's a sea of the flashlight things, or the flash things on phones.
Yeah, that's why I go to concerts. Okay. You got audio? You want to start new? I'm surprised nobody from Jordan's called after we talked about Tony Williams for almost an entire segment.
I
looked at the video of him. That harness they put him in, I'm sure it was safe enough.
Mm.
He just looked like a cat being held by the scruff of its neck.
Yes.
The way he was just kind of dangling.
He's just there. He's not fighting it. You're right.
Channel 5 talked to him. Nobody else wanted to do it, so I said, let's get her done. They call me the Dale Earnhardt.
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Get her done?
Yeah.
No, Larry the Cable Guy.
I think Earnhardt might have had it first.
Oh.
Regardless. Never mind. Bit's dead. What audio you got?
Well, since we're on the talking about concerts, Kanye West was in Australia over the weekend. Cut 4.
Mm-hmm.
This is at his concert in Sydney on Friday when he made an unfortunate mistake.
I'm sorry. I can't do this song. I can't do the rest of the show until everybody stand up. Unless you got y'all see anybody next? Y'all sitting down. Come on. There's literally two people left. With Pascal, there's two people left that don't want to stand up. This is the one.
Yes.
Could you understand him there? He says
it wasn't everybody to stand up.
Right.
Two people are still sitting.
There you go.
I'm going to have to wait to do something. It's unbelievable.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two people.
Uh-huh.
Both in wheelchairs.
Yup. Now, it's not all what you think. Because
why does anybody have to stand up?
Because he's wanting it. He wants everyone to stand up for this part of the song.
Okay.
It's his thing, I guess. So it's not all that you think. It's not just two people in a wheelchair. One of them has a prosthetic leg. And we know this because she takes it off and holds it up in the air to show Kanye, hey.
Is that also on this audio?
His reaction, it's I needed to explain it.
Now, if he is in a wheelchair, then it's fine. And is he in a wheelchair there? Only if he's in a wheelchair.
I'm sorry.
You say it's cool, it's a wheelchair.
And then back to the bad cell phone.
I missed it. She actually just pulls it off, holds it up in the air.
Yeah.
He apologizes.
Yeah, right there. And then as one of the security guards had to come over and tell him that the other person in the wheelchair was legitimately in the wheelchair. He was just thinking that they were just being jerks. Like, no, you idiot. Not everyone
can. I don't get why you got to stand up. How big was the venue to where he could tell that a couple of people weren't standing?
The screenshot I saw, you could see because they brought the lights up. So
how big was the venue?
I couldn't tell.
How many people?
I don't know.
1,000?
I would go more than that, but all I could see was the people that he could see. And he could see those two people.
Who was Biden?
Yes.
Didn't he pull that at some press conference?
It was a campaign event.
He was pointing out some guy in the crowd. Go ahead and stand up. Take a bow. Oh, that's right. You're paralyzed.
God
bless you.
Yeah. Now, he did not make the same mistake, he being Kanye, the next night when he was in Brisbane. So what he did instead was he made himself the victim. The first thing he did, air out his persecution issues, saying, I'm a married Christian man with a family. Pick another target. He also called the Sydney incident BS blown out of proportion. Then he did the thing where he made everybody stand, but according to witnesses, he chose his words better by saying, everybody who is not in a wheelchair or handicapped, stand up. If you cannot prove to me that you are in a wheelchair, you need to be standing. If you can, it is okay to sit down.
Even if I liked his music, I'm not going to one of the concerts and having the performer tell me what to do. Yeah. You need to stand up. I don't need to do a damn thing.
I'm paying you here.
Yeah. You stand up, you sing.
Mm-hmm.
You get tired, sit down. You didn't pay for my parking. You didn't pay for my seat. And I certainly didn't pay to hear you rant about how you're always the victim or you're not cherished enough.
I feel for you. It's so hard. So hard to beat Kanye.
I don't know why he continues to perform. He's almost every, I don't know if he does it every concert. It seems like with all the video that's released, he complains at every concert about how nobody really honors him the way that they should.
Right.
Keeping him down. He's never going to be happy. He's never going to get any accolades that he thinks he deserves.
No, definitely not.
So why continue to complain about it?
Because it's part of his own personal crusade to tell the world why he's fantastic and that the world needs to appreciate him.
Wouldn't it be nice to hear somebody else say you're fantastic for a change?
I don't think anyone else could get a word in.
Well, he'd have to shut up to be able to hear it, mm-hmm. But try it. Maybe if you stop complaining, somebody might actually say you're fantastic.
And sometimes...
Stop bullying cripples.
Quit making people hold up their legs at concerts.
Hey, man.
Or just, you know, it's the whole keep it simple thing. Hey, everybody stand up. And then just leave it at that. If some people don't, that's their prerogative. Maybe they're tired. Maybe they can't walk.
I was just looking to see what Alfie was screening. Alfie, anything?
Nothing of pertinence.
Okay. Any more audio?
Yes. Do you want an unruly actress being detained by LA police?
Yes.
Yeah. You can go to cut number 5. This is the audio from an actress named Danielle Watts. She was in the movie Django Unchained. She got into it with a police officer, and the audio was released yesterday morning. Police were called to the scene last Thursday because she was making out with her white boyfriend in a car in LA in the middle of the day. Someone thought it was lewd acts, possibly prostitution. Cut 5.
Somebody called the police saying that there was lewd acts in the car.
There's no lewd acts happening. We've
doesn't matter. I have to ID you.
We're not doing anything.
Somebody call.
I'm on the phone with my dad. This is my boyfriend.
Okay, I want to see your ID. Somebody called, which means gives me the right to be here. So it gives me the right to identify you.
Do you know how many times I've been called? The cops have been called just for being black.
That is not
because we're black and he's white. I'm just being really honest.
I don't. Who brought up a race card? Why?
I'm bringing it up because
I had no. I said nothing about you being black.
Here.
And I have every right to ask your ID.
And I have every right to say no. And if you'd like to,
no, you do not have every right to say no.
You can take me down to the court office.
Did she go to jail? Yeah.
And I can make a scene about it.
No.
And you know what? I have a publicist, and I work as an
actor at this
studio, okay?
I'm mildly interested.
I'm mildly.
Yeah, this officer, he goes full cop.
And where was this, L.A.?
This is L.A.
A scene about it.
No.
And you know what? I have a publicist, and I work as an
actor
at this
studio,
okay?
I'm mildly interested. You have a publicist, but I'm going to get your ID.
So, I am going to say no, and if you'd like my ID, you can say that I am resisting arrest, and you can take
No resisting, you're just interfering.
And
that's
what I'm saying is I have not done anything wrong. I'm on the phone with my father. My stepmom is dying.
Do you know what probable cause is?
You
know what probable cause is?
Yes.
She doesn't sound drunk. She just sounds like she's being a C.
No, there was nothing about being drunk.
Well, normally you get that defiant. It's like with, it was a pointy-faced chick. Reese Witherspoon.
Okay. Yep.
She was drunk. Mm-hmm. What?
Nothing.
I have none. What is the problem?
I have probable cause.
I'm sitting here talking
a radio
on the phone
call
to my father.
That's
so if you'd
like
to demand my ID.
Can you have her ID, please?
No, you may not. You may not have my ID. And if you would like to demand
L30,
it,
send me a female officer, please.
Please do.
It's about to get ugly.
Can I get your ID one way or
that's
the other?
That's fine. You can do whatever you like.
Yes, I am.
Daddy?
Thank you for bringing up the race card. I never hear that.
What are these other cuts?
Now you have cut 6, where Danielle Watts is freaked out and starts crying because she got put in handcuffs.
I don't understand how we live in a free country where I'm at a parking lot making out with my boyfriend and I get arrested
because
be careful. Somebody called the cops.
A little emotional.
I don't understand how we live in a free country where cops just put you in handcuffs for nothing.
What's your first name? Who do you think put you in handcuffs?
I think that this officer right here put me in handcuffs.
No, I think you did the minute you left the scene.
Yes.
Oh, she tried to leave?
Yeah, she apparently tried walking away, and that's when the cops are like, all right, that's it. Come here.
I'm not really sure why they pushed it. If there are no witnesses, nobody actually had video, could prove if anything lewd was going on.
Well, at this point, it's the officer was called out. There was a complaint. So he's got to follow up on it. And he asked for this woman's ID, and she starts going into that little tirade. So at that point, maybe it was a challenge. Officer's like, all right, here we go. Time to educate the public.
Do you see the gentleman here in handcuffs? Is the gentleman here in handcuffs before you?
I'm going to guess he's not, and that's cold.
Yes.
He ain't handcuffs. You know why? I got to see his ID. Am I close?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
You think that I'm stupid?
I don't think you're stupid
What's
at all.
What's your first name, Officer Parker?
My name is Sergeant Parker, and that's all you need to know.
I don't.
Okay, he's worked in L.A. a while.
Yeah. I told you, full cop. My first name is Sergeant.
Damn. You know my first name, but I don't need to know your
because
first name.
I need to identify you as a source of a radio call.
So I think I'd like to identify you to my publicist. What's your first name?
Now you see why you're in handcuffs?
Why? Because you're afraid of the news getting out about you arresting somebody who's innocent, who's making
you
out with her boyfriend?
I have been on the news many times.
Awesome.
Please tell me there's more.
Cut 7. This was her on CNN yesterday where she was trying to defend her decision not to show her ID.
I certainly understand that, but I do, again, feel like part of my role as a public figure is to raise awareness and be strong enough to say and do the things that maybe people who don't have the advantages that I have aren't strong enough or don't have the know-how or don't have the awareness to do. So because I'm aware of the history of our country, I've
obviously, you're not aware of a whole lot. You wouldn't show him your ID. You got arrested. What awareness are you raising? How to get arrested? How to waste a police officer's time?
Yes.
Not just one, but a couple.
Yes.
I don't know how many showed up, but they obviously had to call a female out.
Right. Then there's cut eight.
Hang on, I didn't finish this one.
My bad.
Went to college. I've studied the law. I've studied, you know, these sort of situations. For me, standing up for that constitutional right was a gift and a blessing that I had the opportunity to do that, because now there's some kid going through the same
thing. That's
going to
get arrested because they won't show the cop the ID. Well, Danielle Watts, is that her name?
Yes.
Said, I ain't got to show ID.
And to clarify, she actually wasn't actually arrested. She was just detained in the handcuffs for a little bit. Then they all eventually parted ways.
Okay.
But still, she, yeah.
Thing that doesn't have the same opportunity to talk to the news the way that I do. And that kid can watch this and go, you know what? I don't have to be afraid of police officers anymore because I live in a country that says that we're free.
You don't have to be afraid of police officers if you don't mouth off to them.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that they have the right to do anything, but all of this would have gone a lot quicker. Here's my driver's license. There. Okay, well, I got a call. I just had to put something down. I'm going to guess it probably would have been that quick if there's nobody standing around going, yeah, I saw them doing something.
Yes. Yeah, the even the officer himself, Sergeant Parker, he had said, I was trying to ID them and leave. Nobody wanted them arrested for having sex in public, but then she went into her tirade. And he said, initially, when he got the call, I figured I could take care of this call and go get coffee, and that was it. But instead, it became this.
We're late, aren't we? Is there one more clip?
Yeah, from the CNN interview where she talks about why she didn't make her life easier and just show her ID.
Well, it's because I believe...
We're too late. We'll just play when we come back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
404, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound I-30. Rider Cesar Chavez still got that overturned 18-wheeler blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped now back from Ferguson. It's about an hour delay through it. In Lancaster, northbound I-35, between Beltline and Pleasant Run Highway, they're still shut down from that earlier 18-wheeler fire. Traffic is completely stopped now back from Bear Creek Road. Also an hour delay through that. In McKinney, southbound 75 in Virginia, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Wilmoth Road. And in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, just before Cook's, got an accident blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Bridgewood Drive. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Tonight, partly cloudy and 75. Tomorrow, cloudy and 91. Right now, it's 91 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Alfie, what's the guy on line one want?
He's calling about the Danielle Watts thing.
That's his name? Crazy Eagle?
That's what he says.
I don't talk to anybody. Doesn't identify themselves.
Alfie, you know better than that.
I knew.
He just wanted me to say it.
He says that's his legal name.
Crazy Eagle?
Yeah.
Says American Indian?
Yeah, says he's Lakota.
Okay.
Well, that backfired. Maybe.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing today? Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I go through this problem a lot. If there was an indecency call there and he walked up to the car and they're all dressed in their clothes, that kind of would prove pretty much that it wasn't. So there wasn't a charge of public indecency or anything. So why does she have to show her driver's license if she isn't driving?
Because the officer had a reasonable suspicion to believe that criminal activity had taken place.
But if they were evidently clothed and in their own seats, it would probably be evident that there wasn't lewd acts going on.
People can put clothes back on. You know that, yes?
Right. But still...
And the Supreme Court has said that state laws, states can have laws to require people to reveal their identity. Officer, if he thinks something's been going on.
Well, they have that problem when you're walking down the street and an officer doesn't have a right to tell you to produce ID because you're going down the street and they think you might look like a suspect or something.
If they think you look like a suspect, then they can ask for your ID.
I go through this a lot whenever I call 911 or the highway patrol to report a car that just had an accident or broke down or something. By the time I get, I can't even get to give them the information so they can get a response team out there. They ask me my name, and then they go, no, it isn't. What's your name? And then there's 10 minutes of hassle because it is my name, and nobody wants to take me at face value.
And is Eagle your last name?
Eagle's my last name, Crazy's my first name, and Full Moon's my middle name.
Okay.
And, you know, and I have all kinds of grief about that. And
give them another name when you call in if you're reporting something.
Yeah, just say your name's Steve.
Well,
they can't tell just by...
You know, I say that's a, I feel bad for...
All right, that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. So, Alfie, he was contending that you don't have to show a police officer your ID.
Exactly. No. That unless she was driving, there's no reason for her to show ID.
If they believe that there's... They had a 911 call, and I think there were people... I was looking at the story. People standing around. Still standing around. When the cops got there, that said, yeah, that she saw it. They saw her straddler boyfriend in the car with the car door open where everybody could see.
Right. Someone had called in and reported what they thought to be a lewd act, which kind of makes sense. It's middle of the day. It's in a public area. You see two people basically humping in an open car. Yeah, I can understand putting in a call. Hey, can you squirt some water on these two? Tell them to separate.
You're an actress. You were in a big movie. Certainly you got enough money to go... Get an hour at the Como Motel.
I'm sure L.A. has a few of their own.
But yeah, if cop thinks something's going on, or it's, they have reasonable cause if they had a 911 call. Yeah, they can ask you for your ID.
Mm-hmm.
This Danielle Watts chick, she can go on CNN and claim whatever. You don't have to. Well, if you like being detained, you don't have to.
Exactly. And that really is sort of, you know, it's like just because you've read some things and you took a law class in college, that doesn't make you an expert on it. However, you're talking to a man who has identified himself as first name Sergeant. He sounds like he's got a fairly good grasp on it, and he's even laid it out for you. Here's the deal. Here's why I'm asking you for your ID. This is why I'm legally within my rights to ask it of you. Now give it.
And according to an interview that Sergeant Parker, is that his name?
Yes.
Did with the L.A. Times, said I was trying to ID him and leave. Nobody wanted them arrested for having sex in public. But then she went into her tirade. Looks like LAPD had a press conference. What is today, the 16th? I guess it was today. The couple told CNN, we're talking about Watts and her boyfriend, I don't know what he does. He looks homeless.
He's a chef.
Does he eat?
Apparently, he's more into the cooking as opposed to the eating everything he makes.
The two of them talked to CNN. The couple told CNN they stood by their actions and believe they did nothing wrong. Watts said she did not regret refusing to hand Parker her ID.
I bet she regrets that photo, though.
Yeah, that's not a good picture.
Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Crying.
Yeah, the officer's just kind of casually explaining it. She's got like that 2-year-old tantrum face. I didn't get a toy.
The t-shirt, what does it say?
Hers? I think it says New York in the photo.
Looks like she made it. Not a big deal.
Probably cost $1,000. Along with those happy floral shorts.
Her boyfriend's on television?
A story I saw is that he's a celebrity chef. I haven't heard of him, so I'm not sure.
Celebrity chef Brian Lucas. Have you seen his picture?
I saw his, yes, I've seen him. I watch a lot of cooking shows, and I've yet to see him.
Yeah, I'm not following any of his recipes. He looks like that.
It's the old adage, don't ever trust a skinny chef.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Have you seen him, Chloe?
Oh, yeah. He looks like a patient.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yes.
That's all you have to say. There was one last clip of her.
Yeah, it was a part of her CNN interview. It was cut 8.
Well, it's because I believe in America and what it stands for, and I believe in freedom, and I think that a country that calls itself the land of the free and the home of the brave, if I'm within my amendment rights, my constitutional rights, to say no unless you're charging me with a crime, I will not be giving you my ID. That is a right that I stand up for because of the shoulders that I stand on, because of the people who fought so hard.
Who's interviewing her?
I meant to look it up because it was annoying, all the memes.
For the rights that came before me, black, white, all people have been fighting for these rights for freedom. It's beyond race at this point.
I thought she said this was a racial issue.
Well, earlier on she did, but now she wants to make it about more than that. It's about freedom. It's not just about, you know, black, white, whatever.
Now you're going to have more police officers, if anybody goes with what she said and believes it, you're going to have more police officers wasting more time. Well, I don't have to show you anything, Danielle White said. I don't have to. Mildly impressed. Mildly impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a publicist.
Yeah, they did a poll on TMZ. They released the full audio, and 90% were on behalf of the officer.
He wasn't being ugly. He didn't bring race up. He just said, I got a 911 call that something was going on here. Can I see your ID? I'd have to show you anything. Okay, well, yeah. You can pull that if you like sitting around in handcuffs and crying and being on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's the picture TMZ used to end it with.
They have, of course. It's the one that's most dramatic. And I think maybe the public would have been a little kinder towards her if she hadn't. She didn't come out and say, do you know who I am? But she did threaten him with all this publicity by her saying, I am an actress. I have a publicist, of which, of course, we know Sergeant Parker was mildly interested. But still, had you just not thrown that out? You could have just made it about whatever you felt it was, and that's freedom. Don't bring in the other mess. But you couldn't help it.
I'm just curious what she was truly trying to accomplish by not showing him her ID.
She was trying to make a stand.
Well, if she was trying to get him rattled, that wasn't going to work. It's your first name, Sergeant. I'm going to play that first clip again.
No. I've been on TV.
What's the issue?
Somebody called the police saying that there was lewd acts in the car.
No lewd acts happening.
Doesn't matter.
What I don't get is if people are around to get these pictures, why didn't they get pictures of them having sex? How come those haven't hit the internet yet? I'm going to guess if the door was open and she was riding him for, had to be long enough to get pictures.
Yeah.
Somebody had enough time to call 911.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure someone's got one somewhere, and maybe that'll come out at some point.
Yeah, that's not going to do well.
I have to ID you.
We're not doing anything.
Somebody call.
I'm on the phone with my dad. This is my boyfriend.
Okay, I want to see your ID.
Place.
Somebody called, which means gives me the right to be here. So it gives me the right to identify you.
Do you know how
by
many
law.
Times I've been called? The cops have been called just for being just black.
That is
just
not,
because we're black, it means right. I'm just being really
true.
Honest.
I don't. Who brought up a race card? Why?
I'm bringing it up because
I had no,
because
I said
have
nothing
every
about
right
you
to
being
be
black.
Here.
And I have every right to ask your ID.
And I have every right to say no. And if you'd like
no,
to,
you do not have every right to say no.
You can take me down to the court office and I can make a scene about it.
No.
And you know what? I have a publicist. And I work as an
I'm
actor
mildly
at this
interested.
Studio, okay?
I'm mildly interested you have a publicist, but I'm going to get your ID.
So
he doesn't sound like him, but you know who this cop reminds me of?
It's been bugging me for like 2 hours. Please tell me.
It reminds me of Captain Howard. He doesn't sound like him.
Oh, okay.
But the same attitude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The attitude's there.
Mildly interested.
Mm-hmm.
No, I am going to say no, and if you'd like my ID, you can say that I am resisting arrest, and you can take
there's
me
no,
down.
There's
to
no resisting, you're just interfering.
And
that's
what I'm saying is I have not done anything wrong. I'm on the phone with my father. My stepmom is dying.
Do you know what probable
like
cause
to
is?
My
you know
ID?
What probable cause is?
Yes, and I have none. Do you, what is the probable
I have probable cause.
I'm sitting here talking
a radio
on the phone
call
to my father.
That's
so
mildly
like
interesting.
To demand my ID.
Can you have her ID, please?
No, you may not.
Yes,
you may not have my ID. And if you would like to demand
L30,
it,
send me a female officer, please.
Please do.
What, Dan?
I love this. I think that's where the officer, the sergeant, he turns to the boyfriend and is like, you have her ID, man? And he's like, no, I wish I did.
Does he say that?
I think he says, no, I don't. But it's that tone where you could tell that's what he's thinking.
Baby, just give him the ID so we can get out of here.
Because
He may be afraid somebody got video or at least stills of him having sex. He's probably going to let us go. Just give me an ID, baby. Baby.
Shut up. Quit telling people that you're mildly famous.
No, you may not. You may not have my ID. And if you would like to demand
L30,
it,
send me a female officer, please.
Please do.
I'm going to get your ID one way or
that's
the other.
Fine. You can do whatever you like.
Yes, I am.
Daddy?
Thank you for bringing up the race card. I never hear that.
I like him.
I know. Come on, man. I was going to take care of this call and go get a cup of coffee. And you had to go into all this. So I wonder.
They didn't even tell, you know, he sound, you know, friendly enough. Just tell him, hey, I just got to get IDs. I have to write something down for this 911 call. They said it was you. I just want to go get something to drink.
Mm-hmm. How about we all go get a cup of coffee together and we have a nice laugh? Just give me the ID. I just need to write it down. Please. I wonder if her boyfriend actually had a copy of her ID.
I bet he carries one from this point forward.
Yeah.
He just kind of hands it to the cop on the side.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You didn't get this from me.
You found this on the ground.
Alfie, what do you got?
I have, if you want, Tony Williams from Jordan's Towing on line one.
Oh, the guy that they tangled off the tollway?
Very same.
Mr. Williams.
Yes, sir.
How many people did they go through before they finally got to you as far as hanging you off the bridge?
Not very many, actually. There wasn't very many that they actually went through. There was just a couple of them standing around going, there's no way I'm going to do that. And I just told them, if you got a harness, I'll do it.
Why didn't you guys wait for NTTA?
Wait for NTTA to
come secure the drill? I mean, obviously, that doesn't fall under your duties as a tow truck driver.
Well, I mean, it's, as you know, as recovery specialist, if you will, I mean, it really does kind of fall under our duties. NTTA, I'm not sure what their plan of action was, but I know when I got to the situation, I realized it was a pretty volatile situation, and some action needed to be taken right away. And, you know, the first thing I did was, you know, hook up a twin line system on it just so that we could have some sort of feel-good safety system, if you will, you know, in place. And, I mean, I really felt, you know, at 38,000 pounds, even if that thing broke off, even, you know, with my truck hooked up to it, you know, there was a possibility that all of it would still go.
I don't mean this in a gay way at all, but I need to see the size of your balls.
Oh, my God.
Not only, didn't they have to dangle you underneath the drill so you could secure to it?
No, I didn't have to go underneath it. I just they just raised me up and then brought me down to the actual top of that unit. What you didn't see before that was I was able to actually lean over the wall. I was just like leaning my partial torso just over the wall, and I was able to take the cables and actually shove them inside where I was going to be at. So they were already in place whenever they actually put me out there, and all I had to do was actually get them and then bring them over and then and attach them to the hooks. So that we
But they still actually dangled you, 80, 100 feet off the ground?
Yeah, probably somewhere around in that area.
Have you heard from Curtis yet?
Oh, yeah, Curtis was there. Curtis was there. He got video. I think he was the one that actually shot the original video that I was actually watching last night.
Is that why you did it, because the owner was there?
No, I actually just did it because it's just what we do to get the job done, man.
Well, I didn't see Curtis dangling out there.
Yeah. It's like, your last name is Jordan. You get your ass over there.
I did tell him he needed to reach in his wallet a little bit, though, on this one.
Yeah, this one. Did you guys ever figure out how the drill fell off the truck?
You know what? To be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure. That's up to the investigators. You know, that's not part of our job.
And, you know, that wasn't even really the focal part of the story. It was the fact that it fell off, and then you've got this, that decided.
You said that.
What?
that wasn't even the focal part of the story, because I realized that later on, that no one ever actually even asked how that actually happened.
Was the truck that lost the drill, was it anywhere nearby, or did it just take off?
No, the truck was a little further down the bridge there. Okay. It was a tanker truck that was down there that was actually pulling that trailer that had that rig on it.
Okay. Yeah, because I never saw the truck that it was from. I just assume it continued on. I didn't know if it completely left the scene or if it just got down to where it was safer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. Yeah. Screw the drill. I'm getting out of here.
he actually parked down there. I mean, he didn't take part in any of the recovery or anything like that, but he was out there on the scene.
Well, Did a good job, boss.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Hey, no problem.
All right. Bye-bye. Man, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You got balls that big, you need a separate trailer to carry those around.
Because of him, they're going to have to make a whole new separate, you know, elite squad of recovery specialists.
Jordan's tactical?
Yeah.
Yeah. Special weapons and towing.
Mm-hmm.
Still call it SWAT.
Yep.
Yeah. Curtis Jordan, who owns a company, he needs to drop something in Tony's pocket. I don't know how you give somebody a bonus based on that.
Yeah, because and the other problem is the business owner. You don't want it to be so fantastic that you got a bunch of other guys willing to be dangled over overpasses.
No, it sounds like Tony's got the franchise on balls. I ain't going out there. Hey, get Tony. Tony will do it. Tony's crazy.
Get crazy Tony. Imagine Curtis's face as he's trying to write out the check. He's looking at Tony like, is this good enough? How about this? One more zero? So 50 is not enough? Okay.
Okay. Damn, we're late again. Mm-hmm. But you found audio of Toby Keith drunk in concert?
Yes.
Was it from this past weekend or just one of his concerts in general?
I believe this is from the one this weekend just outside of Indy.
All right. We'll get to it when we come back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Traffic sucks real bad right now. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Cesar Chavez. Got an overturned 18-wheeler blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped now. Back from Jim Miller, it's well over an hour delay through it. In Lancaster, northbound I-35, between Beltline and Pleasant Run. Highway there still completely shut down due to that earlier 18-wheeler fire. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Bear Creek Road. Also an hour delay through that. Moving into McKinney, southbound 75, just after Virginia, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Wilmoth Road. In Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, just before Cook's, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Oakland Boulevard. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after Allen Avenue, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. That one has you backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Partly cloudy tonight, 75 for the low. Cloudy tomorrow, 91 for the high. Right now, 91 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
Yeah. Yeah. You like it, and you don't.
I do, it's really terrific.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
The Eagle.
Oh, I was about to ask you if you had any more audio. I forgot we're going to play the Toby Keith. Where was he performing?
I forgot what the exact place was, but it was around Indianapolis.
And, you know, it's got to be bad. Because you know how country fans are. It's like fans of NASCAR. They're like dog loyal to the celebrities or the NASCAR drivers, whatever. So, you know, he had to be pretty bad for his fans to start tweeting.
Yes. And post. Yeah, all of it.
And, you know, they were probably drinking, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
American girls.
Yeah, that's enough.
I don't know. Give it a minute. Just kind of.
Really?
American girls. American guys will always stand up and say.
Where'd you get this audio?
It's online.
It's actually decent.
It's on a phone, though, and vertical.
You know, I can't remember if we talked about this or not. There are apps that you could buy that will automatically, you can hold your phone vertically, but it will switch the camera image to horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's free.
I would imagine.
I don't know what it's called, but there are apps out there.
American girls. American girls. American guys will always stand up and salute. Will always recognize when we see old glory flying as they lock in their sweet sleep in peace in the night.
All right, certified. Jesus, the crowd's trying to help him.
Yeah,
I don't know what is the song he's singing.
The song is courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Well, I think I know that one. I don't know the lyrics.
Well, the crowd does.
What are the words there? Do you know?
That I do not know.
Damn.
Yeah, the real version's in the system if you want it.
Let me go back to where he actually hits his guitar. That sounds like somebody's tuning it.
I love that part.
Which part?
He's like, he starts to fade out, and then he comes back for that next part. He's like, ooh, no, I got it. Yes. My dad! And then it just goes.
I got this.
Yeah, I remembered it.
All right, let me hear what the studio version sounds like.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye. American girls, American guys will always stand up and salute. Will always recognize when we see old glory flying as they lock in dead. Sweet to sleep in peace in the night when we lay down.
What did the how was the audio labeled?
It was
a part of a news story, just something somebody had on YouTube.
It was something on YouTube, yeah.
Were they pissed? People that posted it?
This was posted by someone whose handle is Laura Brown, and she just put it up there and really didn't have any description to it other than Toby Keith. And it's got 18,000 views already.
Any comments?
First one that I've seen here, 5 hours ago, Toby Keith is the most imbecilic troglodyte on Earth.
Okay. Don't really know if they're a fan. Anything else?
That's the main one that I'm seeing right now.
Okay.
Actually, the only one. Based on the guy's display photo, I'm going to say he's not a Toby Keith fan.
Yeah, I can't wait till more of the audio comes out. It's going to have to.
Oh, it will. Absolutely. I'm surprised there's not more of it.
Well, this story just came out when?
Well, I guess it just came out yesterday or today, but since this concert happened over the weekend, when you go to a concert and someone's getting video, if you miss the concert and you know a friend is going, you can probably just watch their Facebook page because they'll start posting videos while they're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm certain that there will be other songs. Right. But so far, Toby Keith has said nothing publicly about it.
What are you going to say? He knows he drinks.
Well,
he writes song about being drunk.
Well, that's one of
those. I think he did a song with Jimmy Buffett, Too Drunk for Karaoke. Or
yeah, exactly.
Along with a Red Solo Cup. Hello.
Yeah, that song, he sounds a little drunk.
I think
Dan said they recorded a live version. There's no studio version of Red Solo?
Yeah, like whatever they just did, that was them doing it, and they were all pretty much drunk and said they were when they wrote it and recorded it, and they said, ah, put it on the album! That's great! So on one hand, had I paid a bunch of money for my family to go to the concert, and he was like this, I'd have been upset. On the other hand, I got to take into account the other instances, Red Solo Cup, the drunk song, or too drunk to karaoke. I can't be that surprised. That's kind of a, you're kind of rolling the dice.
Yeah.
And obviously he's not drunk at all of them, or nobody would go.
Right.
But you got to be pretty far off the cliff as far as sobriety if you've got drunk fans that are pissed off, drunk country fans that are pissed off. All right. What do you want to do? You want to start news? You got more audio? Where do you want to go?
Let's start news.
Okay.
Get some birthdays again.
449. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, September 16th, 2014. Birthdays today. Amy Poehler turns 43. Molly Shannon, actress slash comedian, turns 50. Richard Marx, singer, turns 51. Actress Jennifer...
I wonder what he looks like now.
That's a good question.
Isn't he, what, 80s?
Mm-hmm. Right here waiting. Yep. Okay, now we've seen...
he had that big bouffant, funky hair.
Yeah. Is it Kenny Loggins that we've seen semi-recently?
What about him?
Who's the one that's the actor as well as the singer? It was on the... Oh, Rick Springfield. Okay, I've seen Rick Springfield more recently than I have Richard Marx. I'm just wondering which one has aged better.
I think I saw Rick Springfield on a billboard. Yeah.
I think he was
playing at Choctaw or something like that.
Yeah. He had that real, like, the pencil-thin beard thing going on.
It wasn't a good picture.
No.
But Richard Marx looks pretty good. Actually looks damn good.
Good for him.
Man, that was some 80s hair, Jack.
I can still see it. Between him, between Richard Marx and, what was it, Adam McKay, the blonde VJ. On M2. Whoo, man, that was a generation-defining haircut.
I ain't saying nothing.
I don't think your hair was quite that big.
It got pretty mullety.
It got mullety, but that was the 80s. Your hair did not have the lift and the bangs that the Adam McKay's did. And it really was. If you wanted a poster child for male 80s, it was him. It just as far as head-to-toe outfit hair. The dark, maybe like plaid-ish sport coat with the sleeves pushed up to the elbow.
Yeah, it took a while to do his hair. You know it did.
Oh, that's at least half a day.
I think if I was going to wear my hair that big, I'd just get a wig.
It'd be a lot easier.
I think that's what a lot of country chicks do.
Really?
Either country singers or just country chicks.
You know they do. Well, the not old school chicks, ladies.
Oh, Dolly Parton?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, that I'm with you. That makes sense. Especially with Dolly's hair that big. Mm-hmm. It's just easier.
All right, I'm still looking at pictures. I'm done.
Okay. Also, Jennifer Tilly, the actress, turns 56. David Copperfield, he turns 58. Mickey Rourke is 62, but looks about 90. Ed Begley Jr. is 65 and rides a bike everywhere. And B.B. King turns 89.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he still in good health?
Define good health.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
Because I bought that guitar, Lucille. Bought it from Guitar Center about 10 years ago. Got him to sign it. Had a case made for it. Was going to auction it off for the foundation. Because I thought he was kind of near the end.
We all thought that, yeah.
And I still got it at the house.
Well, it's just hang on. any day.
Well, except not, for the fact I'm not that, wishing for him.
No. You don't want it. But, I mean, the man's still touring. Now, I don't know if I've ever seen him do a show, at least in the years that I can recall living, where he was standing. It was always him leaned up, sitting down on a bar stool or something.
Well, that guitar has got to weigh 20 pounds.
Yeah, it's heavy, yeah. So
that's a huge, big, black Gibson guitar.
And also, he's got diabetes that he has to treat frequently.
Yeah, I remember seeing him doing the spots.
In his first public comment since being indicted on child abuse charges Friday, Minnesota running back Adrian Peterson apologized but insisted that he's not a child abuser and that he loves his son. Adrian says he's learned a lot and will reevaluate how he disciplines his kids going forward, but he also says he believes he could have been, quote, lost in the streets without the similar discipline he got from his family growing up.
How bad was the whipping that the kid got?
It was bad.
Like all over his body?
It was lower back, buttocks, legs, thighs, around in actually the switch actually bent around the boy's leg, so it actually got him on his testicles some as well. I saw an initial photo.
Well, yeah, that's not just a few swats of, hey, don't.
No, definitely not. Plus, defensive, he had switch marks on his hand as well, the kid did, from, you know, trying to say, hey, please stop. But in one photo I saw, just down his upper thigh, there was at least 10 marks on the boy's upper thigh. But Adrian says that... he thinks it's had a lot to do with the success that he's had, the way he was disciplined growing up. And his attorney said over the weekend that Adrian had used the same kind of discipline that he experienced as a child growing up in East Texas. Adrian also added, I'm not a perfect parent, but I am, without a doubt, not a child abuser. I'm someone that disciplined his child and did not intend to cause him any injury. No one can understand the hurt that I feel for my son and for the harm I caused him. My goal is always to teach my son right from wrong, and that's what I tried to do that day.
It looks like, it's hard to tell with some of these pictures. It looks like he wasn't beating him with clothes on.
No, the boy had told the police that his pants had been pulled down.
Because you're right, there are marks all, I'm guessing that's his legs. It's kind of hard to tell in some of these pictures. Right here?
Yeah, that's his upper thigh. Yeah, that's the same stuff I saw earlier.
And you can still see something. Those wounds.
They're so severe. You can count each one of them, so you generally know how many times he hit him.
And that. But see, that's just in that area.
With each one of those switch marks, you know that first each one is a strike.
Yes. And keep in mind that these wounds are about a week old when these photos were taken. It was like 5 to 7 days after the supposed incident.
Did it say in any of the stories how long this beating went on?
No, but the boy also testified that the leaves that were stripped from the switch by Adrian Peterson, he said he put those in the boy's mouth. That's what the boy said.
Is this his biological son?
Yes.
All right, I owe my mother an apology for all the beatings. And there was never anything like this.
No.
They were long, and she went at it. Woman knew her business. But I don't remember any marks. What was the rest of the story about?
Well, the rest of it now is it's been the NFL, the team's taking hits, the whole idea of disciplining your child and whether or not a switch is a proper tool to do so, North versus South discipline. And then you also have this, the Vikings reinstated Adrian Peterson yesterday after they had deactivated him for this past Sunday's game. Did his indictment on those charges. In a statement, the team said the decision was made after significant thought, discussion, and consideration. As evidenced by our decision to deactivate Adrian from Sunday's game, this is clearly a very important issue. At this time, however, we believe this is a matter of due process and we should allow the legal system to proceed so we can come to the most effective conclusions and then determine the appropriate course of action.
Why this time? Why this particular arrest of somebody in the NFL?
Because
most other times, you get arrested for something, you're a player, you're suspended for a while.
For one...
Forget about the legal process.
Right. For one, this is different because I can't recall another NFL incident with a major star in the league and child abuse. Two, it's compounded with the Ray Rice situation from the previous week. So now you go from one headline story about the NFL cast in an extremely negative light to another one. And then, of course, it fires up the debate of how someone should or should not discipline their child. When really it should be, if you see those photos, you should be able to look at that and go, that's too much. Even Adrian Peterson said it was too much.
I just wonder if it looks worse. I'm not trying to mitigate the damages here. If it looks worse because it was a switch.
I'm sure that was part of it.
You know, because the switch is going to, you're just going to, well, I don't know if it's as painful as like a belt, because a belt's going to cover a lot more ground.
It is, and
I'm thinking back from personal experience.
I am too. I'm trying to remember the time I got the switch, and I know it hurt, but to me at the time, it's so long ago, it hurt. It was as bad as getting the paddle that I normally got or the belt that happened on occasion. To me, they all hurt.
What, Cliff?
I just remember the belt lasting longer as far as the pain. The switch was, at the time, at the strike, wow, sharper, harder. But the belt just seemed, that pain seemed to last and linger.
Yeah, it's hard for me to go back and choose because my mom hit me with so many different things.
Yeah. So when I got the switch, it was sort of impromptu. It wasn't, hey, go pick a switch. It was just something that my cousin and I had already used for playing, and it was right there. My mom grabbed it, and that's what happened. Whereas typically it was the long walk to the kitchen to get the paddle and the long walk back after I hear the cabinet close. So I know what's happening. Damn torture.
Oh, yeah, that's torture, having to go get the paddle.
It's a
Have your mom tell you, all right, go pick out a knife.
Your mom didn't say that.
She didn't.
No. That's not right.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
506, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Quick Trip. Let's get things started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Northeast 28th Street. Got an accident there blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Also, Fort Worth eastbound I-30 just before Cook's. That earlier accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still unwinding, though, back from Oakland Boulevard. Moving into McKinney, southbound 75 just after Virginia. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Wilmoth Road. In Lancaster, northbound I-35 between Beltline and Pleasant Run, that stretch of the highway there has been reopened. That 18-wheeler fire thing has been cleared out. Traffic is still completely stopped out back from Bear Creek Road, about a half-hour delay through it. And finally, in Dallas, westbound I-30 right at Cesar Chavez, still got that overturned 18-wheeler blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Jim Miller, well over an hour delay through it. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 75 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, cloudy and a high of 91. Right now, it is 90 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
What do you got, Alfie?
I got a guy who says he's a psychological associate on line one calling about the Adrian Peterson thing.
Yes, Zane.
Yes, sir. I was just going to say that when we look at the development of personality and childhood traumas can play a major role in the development of personality disorders.
I can't think of anybody in the psychologist, psychiatrist. I don't think anybody advocates corporal punishment psychological world.
This is just more of saying, you know, you have to look at like the impact of further down the road as well.
We have more information now. We have, you know, better access to it. Back, you know, when I was a kid in the 60s, early 70s, forget when my last whipping was. You know, it's nobody was buying self-help books on raising kids. They just knew what they learned from their parents, and we just got the brunt of it.
Sure. And culture plays a major role in it, and you saw that, I guess, you know, over the news this past week and how different cultures approach it. But when we look at the development of personality disorders, the one resounding theme is that if the person responsible for protecting you from the atrocities of the world is the one who commits the act, it alters the development of the personality toward a path of pathology.
All right, thanks. We don't like whippings. That was the long version of kids don't like whippings.
Yeah.
And we don't like people that whip us.
No.
Although there are, God, I don't know how many I got, but I obviously was an idiot. Because I don't ever think I got a whipping for the same thing twice. Because I learned, crossing the street without looking, got my ass beat. Still carries with me today.
Yeah, well, me in school, because I'm one of those people that I'd get the swats at school, grandfather would find out. It's time to get it at home, too.
Yeah, what happened to Double Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. There is no constitution.
You know, I got whipping in school for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been done.
Why do you allow them to hit me if you're going to do it, too?
And it's still sore.
Oh, God, and getting a switch, getting it on your bare leg. Then you start dancing around, and they're going, hold still. I, what do you want me to do? Take it as a compliment that I'm dancing around or screaming. My mom would use a belt and holler at me because I was making too much. Shut up! Ugh. Look, lady, this is kind of a compliment. You're beating me so good. I got to scream.
Yeah, you're going to jump around trying to avoid it. Stick my hand up.
Move that hand.
You can't. What would happen if...
It's a defense mechanism. I have to put it up.
Yeah. If this was going on anywhere else in the world, this is exactly what I would do.
Alfie, did you get whippings?
Yeah, I did. They weren't anywhere near as severe as the Peterson kid, but yeah.
What'd you get beat with?
Belt.
Then?
Belt, switch, paddle, hand, fist, foot, heel.
What was a prominent one?
The paddle was the main one. It's like I was saying earlier, because it was kept in the same cabinet in the kitchen at the complete opposite end of the house of the bedrooms. So it would be, mom would be like, all right, sit on your bed. I'll be right back.
No.
Oh, yeah. And she'd make that long walk to the kitchen. And then she would grab the paddle out of the cabinet, slam it shut. So now I know we're at the halfway point, and I know I'm going to get spanked because I heard the cabinet close.
She ever come back to the room and just go, psych?
I wish.
Oh.
If she had just one time, I would have believed in Jesus and God Almighty right in that moment because my prayer would have been answered.
Lord Jesus Christ, I've accepted you as my Savior.
Praise Jesus!
What about you, Chloe?
Mine was the belt, and it was just the unhinging of the belt buckle. And then just, it was like a lasso, just whoo, wisping right out.
Oh, the way they pull it out of the belt loops?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It was like an action hero.
It was like Indiana Jones, yeah.
I think, this is me, I don't have kids. I want to hit my dogs. First of all, they don't get it.
Right.
Unless one's attacking another, then you're going to get swatted in the ass. And that's about all you get.
Yeah.
And it's just enough to scare them. I think if you're going to beat a kid, my opinion, I think you use your hand. At least at that way you get some type of sense of how much pain you're delivering.
That makes sense.
It's like, think of it as biofeedback.
Yeah.
Because if you're hitting somebody with anything other than your hand, you don't really know. How do you gauge how much pain you're going to deliver?
That's a great point, because that's something I thought about, because it was, you know, being raised in that environment. You think, okay, I don't want any child I have to think of me with that, with those thoughts. So, yeah, the hand just makes the most sense. Whereas any kind of an object that you use, let's say it's on a five-year-old, how can you really gauge, is this the right amount? Is this enough? Is it too much?
Well, I just know how I was done when I was a kid. Yeah, but your parents didn't know how much damage they were causing or how much pain that you were getting out of this, unless they just gauged by your screams.
I think that's partly how it was done.
And Mark always made it worse. If we got tandem whippings, if we both did something, and if he went first, was a screamer.
Oh, no.
So I never knew how bad, if he was overreacting or my mom was really wailing on him, because I'm sitting in the other room waiting for mine. Bitch is going to kill him. Hey, maybe if I clean my room up really quick.
I've done that. I forgot about that. Yeah, when mom to go get the paddle, be like, oh, I'm going to pick up my G.I. Joes real fast. And maybe she'll think, oh, whoa, how nice.
Oh, you just made it more presentable.
Yeah.
While you was whipping Mark, I went and washed all the dishes and painted the garage, mama.
I didn't know. Week's worth of chores in 5 minutes.
I don't know why we thought it never worked.
No.
But I know I tried it more than once.
That's got to be some type of just, that's got to be a syndrome right there.
Alfie, people just want to call up now and ask if we got hit with certain things?
Yep.
All right. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I was going to say, Russ, if you ever got hit with the base molding.
Baseboard off a wall?
Yeah.
No.
Well, my dad did that when he was construction. It'd be the quickest thing. He'd break those over my butt every time.
He'd pull the baseboard off the wall?
No, while he was installing it, I'd do something wrong, and he'd just bust it with it, and it'd crack, and he'd get another one, and did it until I guess he was satisfied.
Well, baseboard, that's not pine, but it's wasn't it a lighter wood?
Yeah, it didn't feel light, but it stung like hell.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. That covers a lot of real estate too.
No kidding. Isn't it amazing though how
my daddy beat me with drywall? He pulled sheetrock off the wall, beat me with it.
Yeah, he's really angry.
What is it, Dan?
It's amazing to me how horrible it is to have all these things happen to you as a child, yet as adults we have these amazing stories and this bond with one another.
It is, but it's not. It's a club I'd rather not be in.
Well, no, but at the same time, I feel like I've earned more stripes than some timeout kid. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have the same respect. Like, if you were a timeout kid, I would think of you differently.
I don't think we ever. Well, the only time we got timeout is if my mom actually knocked us unconscious. And I prayed for that in the middle of a whipping. If I could just pass out.
Oh, yeah. Welcome relief.
Are you threatened? I'm going to pass. I'm going to faint. And then you try that, she don't stop. No. And then she's called your bluff.
Try to hold your breath.
Don't you pass out. Don't you ruin this whipping. I think you also need to calm your ass down before you're going to use corporal punishment.
Ideally, yes.
You're right. The kid's going to know. It's not like an animal. If you catch them in the middle of something or, you know, they're attacking another dog, they know what that SWAT meant.
Right.
Any other time, you can't go back and spank them because they peed on the carpet. They don't know that's theirs.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in my house.
What? That was the beagle.
I think you did that, Daddy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. With a kid, you can go, all right, you know what you did. I'm going to calm down. I'll let you think about what you did, and you're still going to get a whipping.
See, that's where you would actually make, I know you're not going to have kids and everything, but this is where you would make an excellent father, because you would hopefully do that, and it would add torture, the torture element. You could say, okay, well, I'm going to go calm down.
But the downside is, well, at least he's going to calm down.
Well, but like you have said, sometimes the threat of doing something is worse than doing something. So you could tell your kid, all right, I'm going to go calm down. I'm going to think about what you're going to get. And then that whole time, the kid's wondering, am I going to get a spank or not? God.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get a spanking. It's just how many and how bad. Daddy's got to go spin the wheel of punishment to see what you get. I don't know. It would be really hard for me to, I don't know, to hit a kid.
I think I'd come closer to punching a teenager that was my kid.
Yeah, if they boat up and go, I don't have to listen to you. I can take you.
Okay.
Mm. All right, then. Stay in touch.
Yeah, I made that mistake a couple times.
Yeah, a teenager, I can see it. But if you put off corporal punishment till they're a teenager, then you've let it go too long.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or whatever type of punishment you decide. I'm not advocating anything. I just know I didn't like whippings. And like I said earlier, I must have been a full-blown retard to get as many as I did, because I never made the same mistake twice.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one. God, bitch.
Uh-oh.
She told me to do something, and I waited until she walked around a corner. I waited until she had walked away. I flipped her off. She saw my shadow.
Oh, jeez.
And I got a whipping for that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. It took me a second to figure out how she did it.
Yeah, it's like, how the hell does she know that?
All of a sudden, you think your mother's a sorcerer.
Kind of tricky bitch pulls that move on a kid. I wait till you left the room. It don't count if you didn't see it, just seeing a shadow.
Look, you get 6 more weeks of beatings.
All right, Knuckles.
All right.
She turns around. Good news, Russell.
Six more weeks of bad news. Don't want to take any more of these, Alfie.
Line 5 seems pretty extreme to me.
All right. Yes, Monique.
I want to know, have you ever got hit by a fiberglass stick?
You mean like an antenna?
A fiberglass stick.
Fiberglass stick.
Yes, my dad made it.
Well, no, I never got beat by anything custom.
my dad customly made that and a belt with his last name, so we had that across our butt.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, the only fiberglass thing I can think of is the old CB antennas.
I think you can get these. I think it's a fiberglass stick. They have little reflectors on top that you can put them at the end of a driveway, like if you live in the country or something.
Okay.
I think those might be like that.
Possibly. I think anything short of your hand, you don't really know how much damage you're doing.
No.
And especially in the case of, what's his name, Adrian Peterson?
Yes.
It's hard to flash back on it. I don't think I got a switch that often. But I think when you're hitting with a switch, that whelps up pretty quick.
Yes.
So you can see how many times you've hit the kid. I don't know what that kid did or why Adrian thought it was whatever was justified. But that beating, I would have had to kill another kid to get a beating like that many times.
Yeah, then that's one aspect I have not heard about. I'm not sure if it's been reported as to what the child supposedly had done.
My dad was always quick, though. It was my mom that lost her mind.
My mom was
My dad would go, belt off. Normally about three. That seemed to be his quota. Like, blap, blap, blap. Enough of that.
Yeah. Sounds like you get bored when go do something else.
You know what you did wrong? Yes. All right, then.
Maybe that was it. Men are just typically more efficient, quicker to the point. You got three swats in. You good? All right, I'm good. Let's go get a Coke.
Never said anything during the whipping. My mom got to talk to me the entire time.
And she's saying, is she reminding you?
Why did you do that? What's the matter with you? That was her favorite question. What do I say? How do you answer it? It doesn't matter what I say. You're not going to stop. Even if I get the right answer, you're not going to stop. This is a game. I'm not going to win.
This is an unending argument. You're not going to
get. Thank God this isn't the way that they play Jeopardy.
Well, it'd be fun to see Alex Trebek chase people around the set.
What, we got about three. Yeah. Alfie, any more of these?
Line five again.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead, Derek.
Man, I told my mom bite me one time. She chased me down the hall until she caught me, and then she bit my arm.
Like leaving a mark, breaking the skin?
Oh, yeah. She broke the skin. And she says, next time you say anything literally to me, I will do it. So after that, I never said bite me or I never said a word to my mom. Oof.
Yeah. And you certainly aren't going to say F off. All right, thanks.
Yeah, that opens up a whole trove of awkward phrases.
All right, Mama, you go yourself. You go get me the strap on. And don't bring back a small one. I'll take line two. Then we got a break. Go ahead, Maggie.
I just wanted to ask y'all if y'all felt like y'all were better men from getting spanked.
If I had to pick an upside to it, it's something that I don't think I could do to a kid. I won't even spank my dog. So if there was a positive sign of getting spankings, I know not to do it.
Well, I mean, my mom used to spank me as a child with the spoon. She'd pull out the wooden spoon in the grocery store and, you know, we'd automatically stop doing whatever we were, jacking around. And so,
yeah, I forgot about the big wooden spoons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think kids today need more spankings than just timeouts, and that's what not enough kids are getting spanked as children.
Hey,
Maggie. There's one lesson that she failed to learn.
Yeah, obviously you didn't get a whipping for swearing on a radio.
Yeah, anytime.
I think at a certain point, I don't know. I think if it's something to where they could have severely hurt themselves, that would be about the only time I would go to corporal punishment.
Something where you just, it just calls for it.
You've got to learn this. You can't do it again. I don't know if they'd get a whipping the first time they did it. It's going to depend on what they did. And that's another reason I don't have kids at the moment. That's a decision I don't want to make. And you don't want to get pissed and do the whipping while you're wound up.
But that's typically when it happens. Because as a parent, that's when it feels the best. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm really angry. I want to show you how angry I am.
But you're not supposed to get any satisfaction out of this, Mama.
Well, then what's the point?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm asking.
It's not all about lesson learning.
And what is this thing with the strap-on and the no lube? Next time I'm going to know, hey, go F yourself with lube. So my punishment isn't getting dry. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Lennar Homes. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway right at Frankfort. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from 635. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30 right at Cesar Chavez. Got an overturned 18-wheeler blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Jim Miller. About an hour delay through that. In Duncanville, southbound 67 between Main Street, right at Duncanville Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Hampton Road. In Richland Hills, eastbound 121 just before Hanley-Edderville Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Carson Street. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W just before Northeast 28th Street. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. That one has you backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Elephant Auto Insurance. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 75 for the low. Cloudy tomorrow, 91 for the high. Right now, 90 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
This actually is not the first time Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson has been accused of child abuse. He was accused of beating up another one of his sons last year when the child was 4 years old, same age as the son that he's currently charged with abusing.
I didn't know that kid was only four.
Yeah. The two boys have...
I couldn't tell in the pictures.
Yeah, that's four-year-old.
Because it was just close-ups of legs, arms, back, whatever. All right. Not my kid, I ain't saying, but what could he have done it for to warrant a beating that obviously took some time?
Still don't know that. The other boy, this one, the prior one, ended up with a scar over his right eye, but no charges were ever filed and nothing came of it. TMZ says Adrian did not intentionally cause the injury. The boy reportedly hit his head in a car seat while he was being punished.
So he was getting spanked and fell down?
In the car.
Well, yeah, you're still kind of responsible if you're whipping the kid and he falls and hits his head on something.
Right.
Yeah, that's still you.
It is, but that's where the court in this situation, I guess, was a little more lax.
Maybe I'm overly sensitive to it because I got so many as a kid. Falling down and knocking myself out would have been a blessing.
And the New York Times has crunched the numbers on NFL player arrests over the last 15 years, and the Minnesota Vikings are in first place. They've had 44 players arrested, cited, or charged since the year 2000. That is the most in the NFL. The Bengals are a close second with 43. The Broncos come in third with 40. At the other end of the spectrum, the Cardinals, Houston Texans, St. Louis Rams are tied for the fewest with 11 apiece. The most common arrest?
DUI?
You got it. In the past 15 years, 202 players have had reported DUIs. You want to guess second place?
Public Intox?
No. It's a good guess, though.
Is it the obvious one?
I don't know how obvious it is.
Well, drugs? Nope.
No.
Assault. Domestic abuse?
Yes. Well, that's kind of in fourth. Assault and battery is next with 88. That's followed by domestic violence, which 85 players have been in trouble for. There have also been 10 players charged with sexual assault. The number of players arrested, an average of more than 50 per year. That's from about the last 10 years.
That's just the NFL.
Yes. And also keep in mind, some of these things are just charges. So some of these, you know, they were dismissed or whatever. Some of these accusations are going to be baseless because they're celebrities and people.
Thank you for bringing that up.
I just feel like it's important to note. Just because 10 players were charged with sexual assault, that doesn't mean that happened in all 10 cases.
No. Because anybody can say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something new with, what's his name, Tony Stewart?
I'm not sure.
Something on NBC right now.
To decide if Stewart should be charged. The prosecutor there could have dropped the charges on his own, could have dropped the case entirely, but chose to let it proceed. Still ahead for us.
His case, Tony Stewart's case, will go to the grand jury.
Well, if it's going to go to the grand jury, I'm going to guess the DA, the prosecutor in that area, is suggesting that it goes to the grand jury.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the grand jury goes with what the DA or the prosecutor says. They don't have to, but that's normally the way they always lean.
Yeah. Michael Tantillo, the Ontario County District Attorney, said the matter will be presented in the near future. He said New York law precludes him from specifying when the grand jury will meet to decide whether Stewart should be indicted on a criminal charge. He also did not say who he will call as witnesses, but Stewart might be asked to testify. Last week, the Ontario County Office of Sheriff announced it had finished its investigation into the death of Kevin Ward Jr., who died from his injuries after he was struck by a race car driven by Stewart during a sprint car race in August.
I don't know. If it had happened out on the street, on the freeway, I think most people, I don't even think it would go to the grand jury. Somebody's walking around in traffic swearing at cars. They got hit by one. Are you really going to hold that driver responsible?
I guess it's different when you think the person behind the wheel is a supposed expert at it.
Obviously, he's not.
Or maybe he was.
I guess that's why it's going to the grand jury.
I'm with you. It's to be able to... I just don't know.
It's going to be a hard case, even if it goes to trial. It's going to be a hard case to decide. You're going to have to prove what his intent was. And Tony Stewart didn't make, I forget the guy's name now.
Kevin Ward Jr.
Didn't make him get out of his car and walk into race car traffic.
Right.
And a decision he made on his own.
Yeah, and to me, this should be an easy defense for Tony Stewart. I don't know if he did it intentionally or not, but I do know that if he just has one story and sticks to it the entire time, then he will be fine.
And if you have other, you know, drivers testify. You know, if they looked at the video, I'm going to guess they could probably tell whether he did it intentionally or not.
But you even had some experts, and I think even Eddie Gossage from Texas Motor Speedway, they had talked to him on the news before, and he had said it's such a difficult thing to know because those cars, you cannot see certain things. While also keeping in mind, those cars are designed to turn left. So you're not used to seeing or watching out for everything that might be on your peripheral.
Yeah, and I think Eddie Gossage brought that up. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Apple has released an official tool to make U2 gone. The company dedicated an entire support site that shows iTunes users how to remove U2's new album from their libraries. Last week, the company announced that it was giving away the Irish rock group U2's new album to all 500 million of its iTunes customers. CEO Tim Cook, who broke the news alongside the group's lead singer at Apple's September 9th event, declared it the largest album release of all time. Within 5 seconds, the album automatically loaded into every single iTunes user's library. The deal, rumored to have cost Apple $100 million. Soon afterward, many of the 500 million iTunes users who received this gift wondered on social media platforms how they'd be able to return it.
I don't think, does it, on your PC, does it automatically download?
No.
Because on, it does not?
No, it does not.
On my phone, my iPhone, it does. It shows that it's in a cloud, and I can download it if I want. So, really, what's the stink? Alfie, do you know?
People are just freaking out. People who don't like you, too. They're just, why is this on my phone? They don't like the fact that Apple could put something in their music library.
But
don't let them read that terms of service.
It's not really downloaded.
They can see it, though, in their music library when it's on their phone, and they just don't like it, which...
Yeah, I'd be pissed off if I all of a sudden I saw in my iTunes library, you know, Toby Keith's greatest hits. Actually, I like a few of his. Waylon, I kind of like his. Boxcar, no.
Oh, man, this is getting... How about Wilson Phillips' greatest hits?
Dixie Chicks, something like that.
Okay, that'll work, too.
Yeah, I'd be pissed off. Why is that there? What if I have some chick over? She sees that. And she thinks I like Wilson Phillips of the Dixie Chicks.
She's going to think you have so much in common. Yeah, she sees that.
I don't want sex that bad.
Mm-mm. And actually, that could actually be a mood killer. She sees that because initially she's thinking you're a bad boy. So this is going to be a one-night hookup. But then she sees that in your phone. Oh, now you're relationship material. I want to slow down.
Let's not have sex right away. I only do that with people that I only want to hook up with once.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't pick that. all I got is Motorhead and
Metallica.
I don't know. Metallica, even at this point, doesn't sound hard enough.
It's Slayer.
Yeah. And some Slipknot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Anything death metal.
Mm-hmm. There's even a band in there called Death Metal. Just in case. So unable
Alfie,
to.
The chick on one says it downloaded her phone automatically.
Yes, but she's using iCloud streaming.
All right, so she asked for it.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. Mm.
Unable to ignore the issue any longer, Apple finally released its own company-approved option for getting rid of the album stuff.
So how hard is it?
You go to the iTunes.com/SOI-remove. And that launches your iTunes application. You click Remove Album, sign in with your ID and password that you use for iTunes Store. Then you see a confirmation message that the message or that the album has been removed from your account. So basically, you just go to iTunes.com and search around for Remove Album.
I wonder what the app cost to, excuse me, to design. Because I know that they, I think it was over $100 million that Apple paid for the U2.
Yes.
Album, and we'll buy it. We'll give it away. It's our way of saying thank you.
There's one problem with that. Not everyone likes you two.
Well, not everybody's going to know it's for free unless we push it on them.
Yeah, DJ friend of mine. He goes, somebody requested the U2, some new song off the album, and he goes, I don't have it. And the little chick goes, yeah, you do. You got an iPhone.
You thought you were cool.
He's like, damn it, iPhone is set now.
I don't even know if the album's any good. It's the fact that Apple pushed it on everybody, and I don't know how many people have actually listened to it. I haven't really seen any reviews of it.
The weird thing is, U2 is kind of a polarizing band. Typically, they're either a love them or hate them. I happen to fall in the middle. I'm just kind of like, okay, it's a U2 song. It's not really anything that makes me angry, but it doesn't make me happy. It's just there.
I can't even. I know we played a lot of U2 when I worked here back in the late 80s. Was one of them Where the Streets Have No Name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of their songs I like.
I don't even get that one. How do you get your mail? What does that mean? I'm not really trying to be cute.
Really?
Okay. You want a break now?
Sure.
I mean, will that keep us on time?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
558. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. It's an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the SEC Network. We'll start off in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Josie. Apparently a truck out there lost a bunch of gravel out on the road. Police are out there right now clearing it up. Unfortunately, that has traffic completely stopped all the way back from around the High 5. It's about an hour delay through that. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Dolphin. Got some traffic there from that earlier accident involving an 18-wheeler. Traffic there is still backed up back from back around Dolphin Road. In Duncanville, southbound 67, right at Main Street, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Hampton Road. And in Richland Hills, eastbound 121, just before Hanley-Edderville, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Beach Street. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Quick Trip. Partly cloudy tonight, 75 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, cloudy and 91 for the high. Right now, 90 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Really, if you stop and dwell on it, there's just a lot of crap that came out musically, came out in the 80s. And I think we played a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
Here at the Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Because back then it was more rock 40.
Right. Which is basically what the 80s was.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Play Def Leppard, but then also play Madonna.
Playing a Weird Al Yankovic?
I don't think we ever...
There was some, we played something by him along when the logo was pink and teal. We played some.
Oh, you mean the
like
Eagles
in the,
logo?
The late '80s,
early '90s.
We played Weird Al.
Yes,
I don't remember.
Along that with Dada, and that was the same time about the two princes came out.
Oh, the Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors, yes.
Oh.
Saigon Kick.
Oh. Love is on the way.
Soul Asylum.
Man, you're going to make me blood. You're going to put plasma in my stool. And I had to sit through that crap. Even in the 80s, I didn't like it. Then the early 90s. The early 90s. I don't even think we were calling ourselves rock. I think it was just like bullshit music.
I don't think that was the name of the station, though.
I bet the logo was like pink and purple in it.
Yeah, pink, purple, and teal. And
Today's Rock?
Today's Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the 80s, man.
No, we're talking about early 90s now.
Mm-hmm. Well, still, that was bleed over.
80s, we just called it Rock and Roll Eagle.
Okay.
I don't even think the station called it that. We just kind of threw it in so we didn't feel like pussies. Maybe if I just say rock and roll, I won't sound like such a pussy while I'm playing Catch Me, I'm Falling.
CC Peniston?
Pretty Poison.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Two of Hearts, Stacy Q.
Yeah. See, I think this is character building. Early in your career and having to play music you're not necessarily happy about.
There were times I would have rather gone back and played country music.
Ooh, man.
Hey, it's New Shoes on the Eagle.
Oh,
me with a hammer.
Oof.
How about some more Taylor Dane coming up?
Oh, God.
What is that? T-T-Paw? T-Paw?
T-Paw. Heart and Soul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean you didn't like playing Ace of Base?
I don't think we did. Y95 did.
And then that gives you dodged a Swedish bullet.
Luckily, Y95 played a lot of crap. I don't think we had to suffer through Delight, Groove is in the Heart. Information Society, what's on your mind? It's Tarzan Boy on the Eagle.
I would have liked to have seen you on KVIL at certain times, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
You get like 7 to 12 nighttime slot, and you get on a nice regular basis. You get to play your favorite Benny Mardonis. Time to go into the night.
Benny Mardonis. Nights on KVIL. Coming up next, Samantha Fox. And the Jets crush on you.
Yeah, when I was at KVIL, we actually had Here I Go Again by Whitesnake.
And played the Ace adult contemporary version.
Yeah, but man, when that's the one song that I had, man, that was the one time that studio was rocking.
It's sad when you're looking ahead at the playlist going, all right, One Night in Bangkok. Yes!
It's so sad.
It is where your perspective just totally changed. So wound up because Culture Club's coming up.
Roxette.
I actually liked Roxette.
Roxette. What did they do?
The
Sign? No?
No. Damn it. I'm brain farting on the damn song. They had a couple.
Roxette.
I remember it was on the Pretty Woman soundtrack.
Must Be Love. Listen to Your Heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Look.
Must Be Love. The Look. Yeah. I like The Look.
Joyride. Joyride. Dangerous.
See? These are all good ones.
Yep. I think I can feel it. I think I'm officially blood. Let's move on.
All right.
Man, I need something to cleanse my palate. I'm gonna have to play a bumper or something.
The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right. What is it, Alfie?
You were rocking out to it.
I just needed something after running through all those. Oh. Damn.
Not your favorite trip down memory lane.
No, because I had to suffer through all of that. And you had to act like you like it. Luckily here, if I don't like something, I can say it.
But, yeah.
The station doesn't appreciate it.
Come on. It's
like that new song by the Jumbos?
Congos.
Yeah. What is that?
There's some weird South African band with an accordion.
With a Casio?
I think, yeah, they've got one of those in there. They've got an accordion in the band, too. And
yeah, that's what I want, accordion rock.
So they're hipsters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Is that a big hit, that Jumbo song, whatever it is we play?
It's a big hit on Kiss FM. It's a big hit on The Edge.
What's the name of the song?
Come With Me Now.
Didn't we just play that?
Yes.
Is that the one that starts with the accordion? Yes. I always thought it was a Casio.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a Casio.
Yeah.
Actually, I sort of like this one.
It's catchy.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
Needs an electric guitar in there someplace. Even a steel guitar would make it sound more rocky.
It's just funny to think about all the different, you know, quote unquote Eagle artists. And then you think of these guys in the middle of that mix if they were all in one room together. Like, well, some of you look different.
We don't look with it. Who are they? The Corgis?
The Congos.
Congos. Who are the Corgis?
I don't know.
Up and coming band?
I think that's a band.
Well, I know they do a hell of a job with merch.
If I Google it, all I get is a bunch of dogs. Could have sworn there was a band called the Corgis or something like that.
There's the Corrs.
No.
Ew.
Ain't no Corgis?
Well, I don't think so.
Maybe I'm just thinking about the dogs.
The Corrs from the Irish Chicks?
Yeah, them.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's got to learn sometime. Nobody knows it?
No.
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 I think that's the only song they had.
You make it sound like that was the only song. That's just their hit.
I guess. I don't know. I don't even know why I know it. I'm going to hit the delay.
No. Uh-uh. No, you're not.
I don't think I want anybody to know that.
Hey, it's new music.
Not really. I think that was the 80s or 90s.
New to somebody.
I'm sure Jagger's listening going, yep, yep, they're f***ing gay. Okay. Read something.
Okay, I can do that. Happy wife, happy life is apparently spot on. When a woman is happily married, her husband's overall life satisfaction gets a boost regardless of how he feels about their union. That's according to a new study out of Rutgers. Researchers analyzed the marital quality and general well-being of 394 couples who've been married on average for 39 years. Although overall life satisfaction did not significantly differ by gender, the men did tend to report slightly higher marital happiness than their wives did. An unhappy wife spelled serious trouble. When the women did not report wedded bliss, their husband's overall life contentment tended to take a hit.
Really? This is a revelation?
Yeah.
This is breaking news. Yeah. Did you want the breaking news sounder?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I'm sorry. This just in. Happy wives make for happy lives. An unhappy wife spelled serious trouble. When the women did not report wedded bliss, their husband's overall life contentment took a hit. Now, why is this woman's contentment so critical? The reason is not...
Because they don't complain if they're happy.
The reason is not one you may suspect.
I bet it is.
The one that you just said, Russ, that a happy wife is one who's pampered and therefore does not complain. No, that's not the case. They say it's the opposite.
No, it's not? You're going to tell me a chick that's not happy is going to make my life more enjoyable?
Well, hang on. They say this is what it is. If a wife is happy in her marriage, she will try hard to create a positive experience for her husband. So perhaps she listens to him more, offers more emotional support, or maybe she offers him more help with daily activities.
Where do you get one of those? A chick that listens? At the Smithsonian? They can't be just running feral. Free range.
You got nowhere to look. You may have to hire a guide.
Is this some type of gene splicing? To get a chick that listens?
I think it's work they've been working on seriously at A&M. Right after the Maroon Carrot.
Where are we going to... We're going to have to find somebody to be able to understand the wool mentality. It's not really a word, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I got you.
Wool mentality? That's got to be a book. I can't be the first person to say that.
Get your fingers on the Google. Find out. When a woman is unhappy in her marriage, she is much more likely to talk, to be confrontational, and all those things might affect the husband.
There's a website called Womentality. It looks like there are books, Twitter pages. Looks like there's a magazine.
Really?
I knew that was too easy.
It's too bad. So, yeah, they're saying if a wife is happy in her marriage, she'll try hard to create a positive experience for the husband. Not a happy wife is one who's pampered.
How do you differentiate? How do you know if she's pampered or not? If she's happy, she's not going to think she's pampered because really you've got to do it and make them think that it's you're not going out of your way to make them happy. It's just a natural occurring event.
Which is not the case for men. If you get something from the guy, he's doing it because he wants you to make you happy. He's not doing it because it's natural. You know how you know it's not natural? See what he does for his friends, for his male friends. D- Do you see guys constantly sending out evites to each other saying, oh my God, it's Chloe's birthday. We all got to do brunch.
I have never, ever made out with Dan listening to Stacey Q, Two of Hearts. Dan and I listen to country music. Solo cup. Man's music when we're making out.
Yeah, like Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. Wait.
When Dan's doing reverse.
Man, that backfired.
Yeah, I know it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we already talked about Kanye West earlier. Oh, here's a distraction and a palate cleanser. You remember Jim Baker?
From the televangelist from the late 80s?
Yes.
Jim and Tammy.
Yes. He's back. Apparently he's been back for a while, but...
I don't think he served... I forgot how long he got.
Served 5 years in federal prison.
Yeah, he did. He got more than that. His sentence was longer than 5 years. Yeah, that's he got out early.
I don't know. Maybe he found Jesus again. Well, Jim Baker is the TV evangelist who served 5 years in a federal prison on fraud and conspiracy charges in the early 90s, is now selling end-of-the-world biscuits.
Why would I want to buy that? If the end of the world is coming, first of all, I damn sure don't want biscuits.
Well, maybe you need Time of Trouble beans.
What?
Maybe you want some of Kevin's crazy lasagna.
Who's Kevin?
I don't know, but he's got crazy lasagna. I know I'm, for one, am definitely interested in the end of the world gravy.
I guess if it came with the biscuits.
Makes sense.
This is all real.
It is. I had to check just to make sure. And I, yeah.
Doesn't he spell it with two Ks?
Yeah, two Ks. Go to jimbakershow.com.
It is amazing that he hosts, I don't know how many people out of how much money, was living in a house that I could even tell just by newspaper reports in the late 80s, early 90s, this guy's dicking somebody around.
Yeah, like a house.
It was a couple of years before everything broke.
Yeah, it's like a house that was so gauche and over the top that it would make Liberace kind of blush.
God, is that what he looks like now?
Yeah, it's like that white hair, the white beard.
He went bald. Yeah, you're right. You can Jim Baker's show. Watch, prayer, submit request. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to get answered.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Baker hawks his wares on his self-titled The Jim Baker Show, where instead of purchasing items, viewers can buy love gifts by making donations at extremely marked up prices. Along with the Time of Trouble beans, which consists of 14 totes full of black bean burger mix for $3,000, there are the end of the world.
You're going to send me black bean burgers? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
For $3,000?
Yes.
How many burgers did I get?
That's 14 totes, black bean burger mix, $3,000. So many meals. It's like a year or two of food.
I like food, but I ain't paying $3,000 for black bean totes.
You also get the end of the world biscuits, end of the world gravy, and Kevin's crazy lasagna. There's also an assortment of other survival gear, and I swear to God it's on there. I saw it with my own eyes.
You're right. If you click on love gifts, that's where most of this is. I see it. Go ahead.
There's a hand light that does not need batteries. You just squeeze a button on the side of it, and it gives it the charge to light up. It's an LED light.
Well, I've seen some of the flashlights that you shake back and forth that charge it.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the
that
side,
one's kind of
yeah, but neat. On this one,
what are you doing? I'm making a light. Looks like you're jerking off.
Well, you know, on this one that you can get from Jim Baker, it's stamped on the side of the flashlight. Jesus is the light of the world. See? Yeah. Anyway, you can also get a live warm suit jacket that's available that claims to keep you warm and comfortable at temperatures of minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit, can be had for a donation of $250.
Is that nothing more than just like one of those sweat plastic shirts?
No, it's an actual coat. There's leggings,
and
there's
gonna
coats.
It's going to protect me up to what temperature?
Negative 30. Now, if you're curious, and I have not convinced you enough, Cut 9 is a portion of a promo that is aired during the Jim Baker Show. I think this was posted in like 2010.
The events foretold in the book of Revelation are almost around the corner, and it's only going to get worse. It's time for you to be prepared. So call 1-888-988.
I'm not giving out his phone number. Things are only going to get worse. Then I'm not saving up. I'm going to start running up my credit cards. I'm certainly not going to buy your crap.
That's what I think is the ultimate weird thing, is here's someone who's supposed to be, you know, for a Christian, the end of times, in a way, should be a good thing, because that means if you're good and
I'm going to heaven.
Yeah, you're going to heaven. You don't need the survival kit.
Yeah, all the sinners are going to be stuck on earth to deal with, you know, Armageddon, end of days, all the crap. Jesus is going to come back and get all the good people, and the dead will rise, and you all fly to heaven. And there's some kind of ugly painting of the city of Dallas behind you.
Yeah.
Anybody ever seen that?
Not the one with the Dallas behind you.
Very popular. My dad had it.
Are you sure he didn't just paint it?
It looked like he did, but I think I've seen it in other places. I thought it was more popular. Obviously not.
I'll look it up. Maybe I have. Don't remember.
I had, you know, see people coming out of the ground and Jesus in the sky going, come on.
888 to start today with your love gift of $500. Jim will send you one gear for you. This offer contains four buckets, which contain 1,100 servings of food to keep one person alive for a year.
All right, what if when Jesus come back, it don't last a year? What I do with that extra food? Who knows how long the last days will last?
Yeah, we really have no idea.
What if it's only like two or three? Now I'm stuck with, you know, another 360 days of food.
Well, maybe Jesus let you bring it to heaven. Or in heaven you won't need it, it won't matter.
That still sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
Well, I'm still going to be mad. I'm up there in heaven going, man, this is...
It's boo! I got 362 days left of beans. Have you brought me to heaven? F*** you! This whole thing was a scam. It's worse than Amway. Pulled me to heaven. I got a garage full of soap.
This food has a 20-year shelf life, and it's been freeze-dried.
20 years? How long is the end of day supposed to last?
Maybe that's his angle. We
First
don't
of all,
know.
It's a year to feed you with a 20-year shelf life. First of all, I won't eat anything today. I don't care what the shelf life is on it. Would you really eat something that was made like in 1994?
If it was freeze-dried, maybe I wouldn't want to, but if you had to, if you had no other choice.
And vitamin-enriched to help keep you healthy in any crisis. Meal servings in these buckets.
How do you know what crises are going to arise? How do you know what God's going to do to us? You don't know what mood he's in. He might go back to the Old Testament. That's, in fact, they're referring to the Old Testament.
They are.
They, in this commercial.
They are initially, and they also showed lots of different clips from different movies that were apocalyptic in nature to really scare you into buying buckets of food. But near the end, there's a clip of Jim Baker talking to some other guy.
I'm going to buy anything based on movies and post-apocalyptic times, I'm buying gasoline.
Yep.
I'm going to figure out a way to freeze gas and save that. Because obviously that's the only thing that anybody wants in a post-apocalyptic world.
Mm-hmm.
Kits include barley vegetable.
I'm not. Yeah, that's going to be a valued item.
Oh, these things, yes.
Listen, the bomb's gone off. Everybody's been seared. Wouldn't you like some oats?
Listen to the menu. See if you're tempted.
These buckets include barley vegetable.
Mm. I can't even have that. I'm on a low-carb diet.
Barley vegetable soup.
It's barley.
Yeah.
That's got carbs.
Well, you need some.
Corn chowder, blueberry pancakes, potato soup, rice lentil, cacciatore.
So obviously they're not just pitching to the Christians.
Hey, everybody got to get ready.
Yeah.
I don't care who you pray to.
Rice lentil, cacciatore, western stew.
Cacciatore, they're hitting the gamut.
Country noodle and whey milk. This food is kept in foil pouches inside these buckets, making it easy to store this food.
Would you like to buy a bucket of food? That's what they're selling, buckets of food.
Yeah, from Jim Baker.
You could you make it sound more appealing to buckets?
Why did it have to be in buckets? Well, there's something symbolic that goes along with it?
No, this particular stuff that he was selling was a bucket. It's a white pail, and it's got a label and all the stuff's in it. But they also had other ones that, for like a year or two of food, it's the tote-looking. So it's more like more of a plastic box, whereas this is just a plastic bucket.
I don't like the idea of buying buckets of food.
No.
That's like buying meat out of a truck. Mm-hmm. People used to come to my house. You like meat? I'm not buying meat out of your pickup truck. Well, there's a refrigerator in the back. Yeah, but I don't think it's plugged in.
For long periods of time. These pouches can also be used in a time of crisis for bartering for supplies, clothing, gas for your car, or even basic services such as car repairs, haircuts, and more.
It's my favorite. Haircuts.
Because even when the end of the world is nigh,
still going to have people that are vain. And I believe there's something in the Bible about not being vain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to look good when Jesus comes?
Haircuts.
And it also sounds like, buy this now, and that way you can dick around people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want to barter for stuff.
Yeah, you'll be like the king of your particular area.
Would you want to be the Mel Gibson of the post-apocalyptic world? You want gas? You got to come to me.
Yeah.
You got any beans? How about some of that barley?
Bring up the barber. Not one movie, not one television show I have ever seen dealing with the end of time.
They've never swapped for haircuts.
You're right.
But Jim Baker thought of it. You're going to need a haircut.
You want to go here? Yeah. All right, there's still more of the spot, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Lennar Home. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-20 between Dowdy Ferry and 310. Highway there is completely shut down due to a dump truck fire. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from 635. Also in Dallas, eastbound 175, right at Bear Street, right in Pleasant Grove. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 45. Still in Dallas, northbound on the Tolley, right at Frankfort Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from 635. In Irving, westbound 183, right at O'Connor. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from the 35-183 split. And finally, in Arlington, eastbound I-30, right at Ballpark Way. Got an accident there. It's blocking the two right lanes. That one has you backed up back from Cooper Street. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Cotton Patch Cafe. Partly cloudy, 75 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, 91. Right now, we're looking at 90 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. The Eagle.
You know, Flo brought this up during the break. Even though I wouldn't want Jesus to come back now, especially since I got broadband. But you almost want him to come back now.
What? Why yeah. wouldn't you want him to come now because you have broadband?
I just now got broadband.
Well, that. I would assume well,
plus,
in heaven you'll have.
I'm not going. Alrighty, I got that one down.
All right, fine.
But you want him to come back now just to grab Jim Baker and other televangelists that are milking the weak-minded.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. It's like, I got to go.
I would even go ahead. Jesus. I ain't telling him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I go ahead and take Jim Baker to heaven. Hey, going to heaven. God wants to talk to you. I just have a one-on-one.
Yeah.
All right, God, we'll see you now.
If he was to do it, I could see it being over this.
Over this website?
Not just that, but something specifically. As if all of this wasn't already bad enough, like the end of days biscuits. The pillow of health.
What do I get out of it? You're looking at his website?
Uh-huh.
Jim Baker.
Jim Baker.
What's a pillow of health?
With this special offer, you receive one queen-size pillow of health and Dr. Don Colbert's book, The New Bible Cure for Sleep Disorders, along with The Jim Baker Show with Dr. Don Colbert DVDs that includes his brain health teachings, a $269 value.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, this pillow.
Designed to provide the most restful and comfortable sleep of your life. Its adjustable design and high-quality materials make it one of the most luxurious pillows available today. By the way, this is $100 for a queen-size pillow.
I just looked online. But they're giving you a deal because it's a $269 value.
Right, yeah. All the materials used in the pillow of health were originally engineered...
Dude, you went to federal prison. I'm not going to trust anything that's on your website. That would be something else if I was God, I'd bring up with him. Hey, did you sell shit with my name on it? Did you ever say that the two of us ever talked?
Mm-hmm.
Or you had some type of direct line to me? I'm going to give you bigger balls right now just so I can kick you in them. Did you sell pillows of hell?
Yeah, they utilize medical-grade materials designed to help you breathe and rest easy.
So these are pillows you can get in the hospital.
Well, no, the high-resilience foam is...
I've been in the hospital. I know how cheap those pillows are.
Yeah. The high-resilience foam is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, and toxic-free. Due to its high-density cell structure, it is...
Big deal. I like dust mites.
It is naturally resistant to mildew, fungi, vermin, and dust mites. Manufactured without chlorofluorocarbons or formaldehyde. And it's ozone friendly.
If Jesus is coming, what do I care if we save the planet? Hey, Jesus on the way. Start recycling. Why? Gotta go green. Why? If God has finally decided, all right, I've had enough. Go back and get them. Then this planet is already doomed. Why would I start recycling?
Well, I guess it's one of those things you can tell St. Peter at the pearly gates that, you know, you tried to leave it nicer than what
hey,
you
Hey, I know it. I looked at porn 3 or 4 hours a day every day for most of my life, but I recycled. Can I come in?
We cool?
Yeah, that kind of squares us, doesn't it? I know I masturbated to really some ugly, ugly stuff on the internet, but I bought a Prius. Where's my room up here?
Oh, my God.
And the other thing is, I figure out why they call these love gifts on Jim Baker's website is whatever money you give to them is still tax deductible because this is a thank you for donating to our cause. It's like PBS. That's why, you know, donate $150 and you get the Eagles' greatest hits. I'm not giving you $150 for some DVD with the Eagles.
No.
It's a thank you gift. That way you can still, your donation is still tax deductible. That's why they go that route. Not bagging on PBS, I'm bagging on Jim Baker.
Right. And then also that's the same way that they can avoid price gouging because they're not actually selling anything at a ridiculous markup. They're just giving it to you because you were so nice to donate so much.
It's a way to say thank you for giving us money, even though we can't survive in a commercial world. So we have to have these begging telethons on TV. This website. And I'm sure he gets plenty of traffic to the website and people donating.
He has a whole new, I don't know if it's necessarily a compound, but he has a whole new community. It's called Morningside.
This is where he stays now?
Yes. It's in Missouri. It's around Branson somewhere. Let's see. You've got Morningside is a place of worship and fellowship where people gather together to study God's word in church and in homes. It's also the home of the daily broadcast of the Jim Baker Show, which is seen around the world. Part of it is a rustic 2-mile-long peaceful valley with springs and streams of water with picnic tables, cabin homes snuggled under big trees in a beautiful oasis. The valley is also home to the beautiful Tabernacle, which is home to our Morningside Masters Media Training School. There are also condos.
Jim Baker condos.
At Morningside. There's also an RV park, a wilderness campground, and then again, as previously mentioned, the condo rentals.
I'm surprised he doesn't build that Jesus is playing in Branson. Why not? Everybody else is. Mel Tillis, Jim Stafford.
Is that like a hologram?
Same guy who was running the Praise the Lord Club?
Yep, Praise
PTL.
The Lord. Yeah, he served 5 years of a 45-year sentence for stealing millions from his ministry, the Praise the Lord Club. He was also accused of raping Jessica Hahn, a church's secretary in the 1980s. Baker testified that he had been set up, arguing that sex with her was consensual.
He sold $1,000 lifetime memberships, which entitled buyers, this is back in the late 80s, buyers to 3 nights stay annually at a luxury hotel at Heritage USA. That was his, air quotes, compound. According to the prosecution at Baker's fraud trial, tens of thousands of memberships had been sold, but only one 500-room hotel was ever completed.
Wow.
Baker kept $3.4 million for himself. Says they gave $280,000 for the silence of Jessica Hahn, which obviously she didn't keep her yap shut.
Nope.
I would have got my money back. And then it talks about the fraud, conviction, everything he wasted and took from people. I'm still shocked he got away with only 5 years in the pen.
I am too. Again, on a 45-year sentence. And now, from what it appears, he's doing it all again. He's got his new compound. The only difference is now it's like, well, actually, no, this is not only online stuff that he's doing. This is on satellite stuff as well. These are on actual channels.
Maybe it's not fraud if you give them something. I don't know. I don't know. It's when somebody says, you give me this and I'll guarantee your salvation. What are you going to send me? Well, we'll send you this proof of purchase. Wouldn't Jesus already know?
Yeah, really. I got my receipt.
Jesus, look.
I ain't got to go to hell. I got this. Yeah, that's not a real receipt. You know, the first go round, maybe.
Maybe what?
You go ahead and send him to hell because he built all these people. Second go round, I'm sure most people know about the scandal. So if you still want to give him money, that's your own decision. But you should know better. You don't, you deserve to lose it. Well, he was redeemed when he was in prison. I thought he had already found God before he went to prison.
Oh, he did. And then he found him. Then he found him some more in prison. It was a rather large man who referred to himself as God.
And we don't have to revisit it, but it happens many times. Televangelists caught. We know all the stories. And the flock. Well, that's the whole purpose of religion. That's our whole theme is forgiveness.
That's exactly it.
What if I broke into your house and stole all your Still going to forgive me? Probably not.
Nope.
In the Bible Belt, chances are they're going to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
But people like to point at the South. Man, that's not going to fly in the Bible Belt where we like guns and we like to kill people.
Right. And we like to send our money to complete strangers on the possibility of eternal salvation. Freeze-dried food.
I'd rather get held up by gunpoint. At least I got something for the event.
Yeah.
I gave him money. At least I have something to remember.
Mm-hmm. And he was honest. In a weird way, you could respect him for it.
Yeah, there was no breach of fiduciary duty with a criminal.
Mm-mm.
I'm here to rob you. At least he ain't digging me around.
That's right. I like you so much better than Jim Baker.
Was there any more to that commercial? There was like 20 seconds left.
The last part was just a quick back and forth. It's Jim Baker, what he thinks is going to happen.
Okay.
In a time of crisis, for bartering for supplies, clothing, gas for your car, or even basic services such as car repairs, haircuts, and more.
Mm-hmm. And I believe there's going to be a...
This is Jim Baker.
Yep.
...complete financial collapse at some point. But when all these
things
take place...
One of the things I saw
in
there, by the way, is us entering a period of time when the currency was bartering.
Mm. Wow.
All right, I see what they're saying. Hey... You buy food right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back to the way people, where the term barter came from. I give you this. This is worth service or some other type of good. Where money will be useless in a post-apocalyptic world, you're going to have buckets of dried beans that you can trade for haircuts and fantastic scenes. Or if you need to get your car repainted, go over to Earl Shine. Because in that world, everybody will need food. Yeah, I'm okay if God comes back now.
That's what I was saying. It's like, if he was going to do it, this has been a good one. As soon as the
But this isn't the only one. He's just high visibility. And it's not like he's just getting started. He's getting started again. He's already got a history of screwing people around.
And
had already found God. It's not like he went to prison and found God.
Right.
All right, he's turned his life around. His life was supposed to be in the right spot before he went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was lying the first time. I found God now.
Yeah, even though I seem to be doing...
I swear. Part of God.
Yeah, even though I seem to be doing everything almost the same exact way I was doing it before, this time it's all above board. It's all good.
Last break.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
657, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' flight.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound I-20 between Dowdy Ferry and 310. That stretch of the highway has been reopened. Traffic is still backed up, though, from that earlier accident involving an 18-wheeler. Traffic is completely stopped back at 635 now. Also in Dallas, eastbound 175 right at Bear Street. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. Traffic is backed up back to 45. Still in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Josie. All lanes there are now open. Traffic there is still backed up back to Coit Road. And in Irving, westbound 183, right at O'Connor. Still got that accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is still backed up back to the 35-183 split. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lennar Homes. Partly cloudy, 75 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, a high of 91. Right now, 91 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, I'm done with Jim Baker. What else we got?
The federal government reportedly has spent more than $3 million to get monkeys drunk.
All right.
In order to study the effect the alcohol has on body tissue. The Washington Times reported on a host of questionable grant programs.
Why don't you just get people that died from cirrhosis of the liver, cut them open, and see what their tissue looks like, and then you know what alcohol did.
Because I think...
There. That's almost free. Take it. I'll let you have that one.
All right. Well, in addition to that, I'm a scientist, and I feel like getting my monkey drunk and recording it.
That sounds... like some type of fetish, and I don't even know where to start. You get your monkey drunk on?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Washington Times reported on a host of questionable grant programs administered by the National Institutes of Health, including a multi-year project to study if overdrinking causes gamblers to lose more money.
Who do you think has done more research on that? The casinos or the government? The casinos keep it a certain temperature for a reason. They have air purifiers for a certain reason.
There's a reason why that you don't see outside light.
Yeah, there are no windows. There are no clocks. There's really nothing to help you keep any type of... You have no perspective on time.
Mm-mm.
And that's why... Are drinks free in Vegas? I can't remember. It's been so long since I've been.
I believe they are in Vegas.
I know they're not at the Indian casinos.
No. Because they know they're the only game in town.
Mm-hmm.
We can charge drinks. And you'll pay it. And they're right.
But they are free in Vegas.
Yeah.
And what other studies have been done?
Well, the Monkey Project, which reportedly has cost taxpayers $3.2 million so far, is being led by the Oregon Health and Science
University. How long has this study been going on?
A couple of years, I think.
Are they using top shelf for these monkeys?
I don't know.
Because that's a lot of money for alcohol.
That's actually a great question. Because that right there should that would be its own separate study. Top shelf effect on drunk monkeys versus well.
Because the top shelf is supposed to be it's gone through a better distillation process.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't want monkeys getting drunk on top shelf stuff.
Mm.
Was it straight alcohol or were they come with mixers?
Now that I don't know. I'm not sure which way they're going about it.
Yeah, because if you throw cranberry juice, it's somewhat of a healthy thing.
So it's probably just straight alcohol. They care how long it took.
Just giving them shots.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're playing beer pong with them. I don't know.
What?
There's been some time. I know I would have lost to a monkey playing beer pong.
There have been some times I wouldn't have stood a chance playing flip cup. Against a primate? Hell no. Researchers say the work will bridge the gap between studies that focus on rodents and human research. They say it will allow the alcohol research community to better understand disease processes associated with alcoholism. As part of the research, scientists reportedly force monkeys to drink too much and then study their tissue damage. David Williams.
Well, at least put some videos online.
And simply title them, Your Tax Dollars at Work.
You don't even have to do that. Just drunk monkeys. Who's not going to look at that?
Oh, that too. Yeah, and actually, you can start up your own channel on YouTube and make money on it and then pay back some of the money that you got for the grant.
Obviously, they couldn't care less.
Mm-mm. Well, David Williams, president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, told the Times the money is being doled out with no real consideration of whether the project's being funded or are of any value to taxpayers.
No, because you've got enough. It's not like we're running short of human alcoholics.
Yeah.
Or people dying from rotting out their livers.
Speaking of, Pasco County Sheriff's deputies told Florida TV station WFLA that 27-year-old Renata Congleton arrived at an elementary school to pick up her child. People deduced that she was intoxicated based on the fact that she hit two cars while leaving school. Deputies arrived at her house, leading to a confrontation when she refused to say whether she was involved in an accident. And because Florida, she kicked and scratched at one deputy while being handcuffed.
Was that the law in Florida?
What?
Well, you said because...
Just because it's Florida. She can't just make it a simple arrest. She's also got to kick and scratch at the officer.
Yeah, that's stylized writing. Don't read that.
Sorry. Authorities later learned the woman's blood alcohol content level was 0.413.
But I wasn't driving. My service monkey is driving and he is drunk. I let him drive anytime I drop my kids off at school. And I make him wear this jacket that's made out of brass. That's right. Brass monkey. Alfie, what is it with you and the cackling?
I'm sorry.
The man loves him some brass monkey.
Junkie.
Authorities later learned the woman's BAC was 0.413, which is more than five times.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's rocking, man.
That's the point of, yeah, I think 0.43 is coma, supposed to be comatose.
Well, it's in the lethal range, 0.413. The TV station reports Congleton was later charged with neglect of a child, battery on a law enforcement officer, and resisting an officer with violence. Also, kind of cute.
Let me see. How old is she? 27?
Mm-hmm.
That must be an older picture. She looks like she's 16 in this shot. Yeah, that is kind of hot. Got a BAC of 0.413.
Chick knows how to party.
What was she picking up kids, dropping them off?
I think she was dropping off. Because I think this was in the morning.
I got to drive my kids off school.
God.
Thank God I've sobered up some.
A cup of coffee went a long way.
Yeah, thank God I got it down to 0.413. Whew. Oh, and that monkey service from Jim Baker, the Messiah monkey driver. You want to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Messiah monkey driver. Ask and you shall receive. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to russmartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to russmartin.fm.
I'm Jim Adler. Where's your designated monkey driver?
Other show websites, djclo.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki 6 is up next.
See you guys tomorrow. Later.
The Metroplex.